All right, Javon. So, I mean, you know, have you ever jacked something, man, in you know, in life, and then regretted it?
I don't steal.
Okay. He said in life.
Have you ever done anything?
I think that's
in
a
life?
Low.
You said what?
You regret it, like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
I've done a lot of things
you know
I regret.
Wrong, doing something is the wrong thing, but it ends up being the right thing, but you still end up in the wrong.
That's kind of confusing, but I'm sure that has happened to me before. I'm sure of it.
Okay,
I'm
say,
sure
but,
of it.
I mean, remember before we were talking about if you find $100,000 somewhere in the middle of a road, what would you do with it?
I would pick it up, and I would buy 1,000 leather jackets.
Hey, and sell jackets? Those?
Me?
Yeah, to sell them.
I just like I would wear them and give them to my family members.
Just 1,000 of them?
Yeah, 1,000 leather jackets. I wear them to my
family
members.
You gotta sell them,
members.
Man.
Huh?
You gotta sell them.
Nah, I put some of them on Craigslist. Maybe like 3 of them.
Craigslist killer.
So
Craigslist killer.
So 997 of them you gonna keep?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep. Yeah, definitely. I have to. I have
okay,
to.
Well, you okay. Well, he's
leather jacket. Leather jacket. They nice, right? Everybody like leather jackets like me.
But you no? Gonna get different colors, all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna get
I thought
one
you
with
get
your,
them all black.
I'm gonna get one with your face right here, like on the.
With my face.
Yeah, he rubbed his chest. Low cash. Yeah.
Okay. Like a logo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. What about you, Teddy? What about $100,000 in the middle of the road?
I gotta find a way to launder that mug, man.
Look at him, old technical ass. Let me be with him. I'll take the bag.
Nobody just gonna leave. $100,000 in the middle of the
man, I'm not keeping it, man. I seen Baycar too many damn times to get caught up in something like that. Where it'd be like, as soon as I grab it, I get electrocuted or something like, ah!
Or soon you grab it.
Or soon you put in your whip, though,
and that shit they
blow up or something, though.
You got blue ink, you look like Avatar.
Oh, so I put man, or you get shot in the neck with a tranquilizer dart
okay,
or something.
Okay, say for instance, though, you got this money, though, and you run down the street, though, and you're going to finna take it to turn it in, though. But the police pull you over.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, well, you know, you took the bait. This is bait money. You know, some TV show's like, dude, I was taking it to the police station.
You better do like that dude on
I stole this car. I stole this car. It was in the car when I got it.
Nah. Sorry, once to catch a predator, I saw a dude get caught. And, like, when he got caught, dude came out the back and was like, hey, so what did you plan on doing? The black dude said, oh, man, you know what? I knew what show this was. I just came over here to see if it was real.
You talking about
I just came to see
predator.
If it was real. Yeah, he said, I just came to see if this was real. He was nervous. He tried to laugh it off and walk out. All right, now.
Then
was
he started
like,
crying.
Yeah,
then he started crying. Start crying when he got outside, too.
I mean, because they were going to tase him.
Because he just stood there. He wouldn't go down, remember?
His run was so pathetic, though. It was like, he shouldn't even try to. He ran so slow. It was like, dude, don't even try to run. Like, I'm saying, you could tell he had a bad hip problem. He had a plastic hip surgery or something. Like, you could tell something was going on with his body, dude.
And he's like a youth minister to his church. I remember
yeah,
that.
Oh,
black no.
Dude. It was a black dude. I remember that episode. Because he came in, he looked, and he was like, I knew this was. This was.
I knew this was.
Where's the camera? Oh, okay. Yeah.
But he waited like that. You know how Chris Hansen, right?
Yeah, his name. Chris Hansen, yeah.
He came like, you know, he just come out the back on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't expect it. And when the dude saw him, he just immediately, he had it in
he
his
didn't
head
come in,
set.
I think he saw something from the side. He didn't come out through the door.
He did come in the door.
But he didn't even like come
when
in.
A girl said, have some tea. She said that. And he walked in. I want to say dude came out the back. He was like, oh. Like he got shot. Oh, man. I know what this is. I know what this is. He said, I just came over here to, you know, make sure it was real. Like, nigga, who going to go out of their way to be on that show?
I bet you Catch a Predator ain't real.
Nah, he was driving like 100 miles. They be driving like 200 miles.
One dude came like 180 miles, man, to try to get some young
on a 10 speed. For real. And they'd be like, I wasn't going to do anything. They'd be like, well, okay, what was this condoms and cocaine for? What was you going to do with this? Oh, this was for his parents. Like, you know what I'm saying? They had to try to make something up real fast. But now what you said?
Why you asking that question?
But not even
worse, though.
Even then they had the chat window, like, they're saying, like, this is what she was saying to the DJ.
Oh, yeah, and read all the dialogue between them.
But the thing is, when he read it, he'll straight be like, okay, you said right here, I want to lick in between your anus. And your thigh, you said that? He'd be like, oh, man, that's when you get real embarrassed because you know you said it. So it's like, I'm going to try to run.
Right, my roommate typed that.
Is your name Tricky Dicky 9169?
Hey, Joe, say your screen name. Big Sax 98. And it's you right here.
Well, no, the reason I say that, it was in New York. A dude stole an iPhone. He was like, oh, I came up on an iPhone 4S or whatever, though. Going through the phone, sees child pornography all throughout it. So like, you guys be a good Samaritan, though. Even though you're jacking, he tried to be a good Samaritan to go over to turn the phone, try to put on a low.
Whoa.
And then they arrest him for having a child pornography in there. But see? Then he goes, no, I
come
stole
on.
It. Okay, he's like, I meant full disclosure, I stole it. He's like, you can actually look up the numbers, though, and see that this is not even my phone. So they look at the dude numbers, tell him, they tell, no, the way they call him, they told him, like, hey, yeah, we found your phone. He's like, oh, great, yeah, I'll be there to pick it up. As soon as he walk in, no, they arrest him, no, for the child pornography, though. And then and they should off. Have. They the dude dude off to jack the phone.
I don't even understand why they, he ain't just tell him, like, if I was returning the phone, I wouldn't be like, I'd be like, I found this phone. I was scrolling through it to find some numbers.
No, you getting arrested, Teddy. That sounds too, like, set up. Like, people,
but people find phones all the time.
But I'm saying it just seemed too, like, I don't want to.
How happened to be the phone you returned got child pornography in it? It's like so many different, they going to have to detain you at least and question you.
And I don't want to get questioned on that. I don't want to get questioned. Not on that.
I mean, nobody would want to get questioned. I'm just saying I wouldn't be.
You're going to get questioned. I guarantee with child
pornography. I was walking in the park. It was laying in the grass. Maybe somebody was running with it. I don't know. But
they're going to be like.
Already telling people that I stole it. They probably they looking at my record like, this motherfucker's lying. Like,
nah, but dude, I'm telling you, man, like, I'd rather get questioned on a murder than to have a phone with some little naked kids in it. You know, some. I probably would. Turn it in, but it had to be anonymous. I just throw it in the police station.
With a note on it.
When they open the door, I just fling that motherfucker in the door and jog off. I'm saying I can't be there, hand them the phone, because like I say, what you your ex, he said he'd go in there and tell them, hey, look, I found this phone. This is what you said. They're going to be like, okay. Well, yeah, let me see some of your ID. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine. That's fine, but at least you don't look like a crook.
I mean, but you look bad, though. You say it's anonymous. You be like, why is it anonymous then? It's just a phone.
Teddy, plus you got on a zip-up turtleneck. They would take you to zip. Like, I'm saying, like, just off of the fact that that's a suspicious. I'm saying that's suspicious for him. No, I'm just still saying, if you had that phone with the child pornography, a lot of perverts wear turtlenecks. I ain't saying you are a pervert.
That's classic code for perverts.
I'm just saying in general.
And then zip up. 40s. That's fucked up, man.
Hey, man, he got something about turtlenecks.
He got not like turtlenecks, dog. He must be a vampire. He want to see Nick.
Whatever. Daryl had that Lauryn Hill turtleneck on last week. That mother was low and lazy. I was like, dude, kind of woman's turtleneck this nigga
had
got
a,
on.
He had a quitter. Like, yeah, when your socks, the elastic at the socks give out.
Yeah, droop. Boy. He lifted the collar up. 4 Easter eggs just fell out. Like, why would you hide Easter eggs in your collar? Like, it just, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. It looked warm, though. I wouldn't have wore it. I mean, it's it was like a woman's turtleneck
almost.
Don't catch
me in one turtleneck, dog.
You said what?
Don't let me catch you in one turtleneck. Period. Ever.
Ever in life.
Ever in your life.
Nah, y'all wouldn't.
Well, I'm sure you got a turtleneck somewhere.
I do.
You going to put a note on it. You going to put a note on it.
It will never get worn. You going to put a note on it. 2001, something like that. I never wore it again, though. Ever in my life. Should me and wear turtlenecks? Is that a good... Like, you saw a dude with a turtleneck, and like I'm saying, the pants fly, the shoes fly, and then you get up to right here, and it started to change. Like, you know, the shirt changed like a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Like it was a two-tone car. Like the way
it is. Like, I'm saying, turtlenecks, just, I don't like them, man. You look suspicious with them. Like,
it depends on what type of turtleneck.
See?
Like a, okay. Like a corduroy type. Like a corduroy material.
I'll be suspicious of a person wearing corduroy anyway.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he is.
No,
was.
I did not have no corduroy.
It was a corduroy. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
That's vintage. Corduroy. I ain't never saw corduroy.
Yes, it was.
See, now he's trying to make me like I'm suspicious. See, if you would have said it was corduroy, be like, see, exactly. I knew it wasn't corduroy.
Gonna
like,
make up a material for you.
No, but so you know, would you have turned it in? Though? I mean, how you gonna get out of that situation though?
Me personally,
you gotta throw it in like that.
I would turn it in, but I'm saying I like
you gotta put it in a shoebox or something. Though,
dude, I'm gonna put it in like a bath towel, like a baby, and just like leave it on the like. You got. I'm saying because you gotta confuse people. Like what?
You gonna
like,
put it in a picnic basket with a towel on it?
Yeah, I'm saying I'm not gonna just
have a sign look inside.
Look at this. Yeah, exactly. I'm not gonna just turn it in with my hand on the. You know because they. Well, then the dude is definitely never going to come forward. He's going to be like, yeah, they stole my phone, and he put the phone out, and then I'm in jail. Like, you know, so
you
he could easily flip it.
Be like, I found this.
Teddy, you're going to go to jail.
You're going to go to jail.
That's a lost and found.
No, Teddy, you're going to go to jail. You're going to go to jail.
People turn something in all the time.
Yeah.
You ain't lost
the fight. He gonna get set up. You think somebody gonna come forward after that? Yeah, we found somebody. Or even they did contact. If I was the guy, they contacted me.
They
yeah.
did contact him though. But they called him.
But I'm saying
and
though, like
it said, we found your phone.
But what I'm saying is like, okay, now if you got accused of having a pornography in the phone already, and then they was like, well, okay, if you saying that this guy's phone, we gonna contact him too. And then like if they ask me about it, I'm gonna deny it to the fullest. Like,
They already looked at the numbers. How would they have called them if they didn't get where they had to get the numbers from the phone? Yeah.
Well,
and he answered.
Look, I guess I'm a black man. That's why I'm scared. I know they would find a way to pin it on me.
They don't. See, that's privilege of being Capoeirian. They don't do that in Capoeirian.
Capoeirian. So.
Right.
Well, welcome to another edition of Stare at Local Cash. We have a special guest in the building. Though, introduce yourself for us.
Hello, everybody. I'm Lena Ortiz.
Model extraordinaire, pimp.
Pow.
Waitress.
Everything.
Actress.
Everything.
Stylist.
Weed seller.
Whoa. Not on this radio station.
Just hash. Honestly.
No, stylist. She's everything. Everything, man. But let us know a little bit about you and everything. And we're going to go in our intro. Let the people know where they can hit you up at, what you've done, where you've been.
Yo, Twitter, everything.
Twitter, Lena Ortiz. Let's see. I don't really do Facebook. Put my stuff out on Facebook. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else. Instagram. You can see me on Instagram. And just Lena Ortiz on there. What have I been in?
Yeah, what have you done? Like, man, that's what I call your resume.
Let's see. I've done King before. Summer in the City. I've done
King Magazine?
Yeah.
Whoa, I'm at the that issue.
I was the first person from St. Louis on Straight Stuntin' Magazine when it came out. I've done the last one I just done. I'm trying to think of the magazine. Can't think of the name of the magazine. That's bad.
See, she's been in so many magazines, she don't even know the name.
Right. Losing track.
What's the name of the magazine?
Jet.
No. No, it wasn't Jet.
I said okay. Jet.
No, I'm saying that's the first one that came out. I don't know think of. Like,
I can't think of the name.
That's the only one I can think
that's
of.
Bad. I can't think of the name.
For real, because my father got out of his house. He got a whole stack of Jets like from 1960. They even have
those collected.
They did that in the '60s, dog.
Yeah, man. Hey. So he had a whole stack of them. That's what made. I'm sorry, that made me think of Jet. You know what
but
I'm
you
saying?
But you know what? Back then, those women had some really nice swimsuits. They had some.
Yeah, they did.
I saw some from like back in the day. I was like, whoa, they was a little jazzy back then.
They sure did. And I'm, you know what?
I had like Martha King page right afterwards. Like, it was real good. Like, I'm so, no, for real, my grandma got one. It was like King on, for one the March of Washington. And then it was like the beautiful right after that.
They had them little beehive hairdos and stuff like that. And then with the one more back
right, she goes to Clark and she's a florist.
She goes to Clark.
He said florist.
Yeah, man.
So introduce yourself, Javon. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Stratocast crew in the building.
I am Javon Bibbs. A lot of you have seen me performing on stage. I'm a comedian. You can follow me on Twitter at JOVANBIBBS on Twitter. And, you know, I'm doing a new show called Comedy Out the Dark with Walter Latham. It's coming out in next month now. They pushed it back.
Oh, so you're not going to Miami next week?
No, it's next month. So we got the call last
week. Oh, we got time then, man. Me and Roy's talking about we was going to go. And he's like, well, I was like, well, that's next week.
Well, yeah. So and I got the hotel room and stuff like that. So,
cool. You know, we might come there for real. We might come and see you.
So that's what we do. Comedy After Dark. And I have a once a week comedy show now up at Lola. It's open mic night. And we have that. And, you know, it's me and Tahir Moore. It's going to be a great night.
It's already
next
kicked
Wednesday. No, next Wednesday. It's only $5 after 9 o'clock. If you come before 9, it's free. It's drink specials, $3 drink specials, food specials. So it's gonna be great. Yeah. So you guys gotta come out. Tell people about it, please.
Definitely.
My favorite Capoeira. What's going on with you?
Hey, not a lot, man. Much appreciation all the people that came out to the Jennings candidates meet and greet. It was a lot of movers and shakers in there, man. A lot of senators, a lot of state reps and stuff. Y'all get preparing for this election on April 3rd. So for all that came out and helped support it, thanks. If you're hearing about it now, you can still go donate. Find me on Facebook at Theodore Simpson IV or on Twitter at 60 Second Marathon. That's 60SEC Marathon.
What does that shit mean, though?
You ever heard of the poem If?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the last poem, 60 Seconds Worth of Distant Run.
Oh, so you just combine all of it.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what the hell you
come on, Daryl.
It's only for people to understand.
Out of all the people we know, Teddy has always been like a philosopher. Since we've been little, ain't
it?
He's been in grade school.
He know what it is.
I know what I'm saying, but right. We here to think about it. He didn't know, like, off back.
Right.
Know?
It wasn't for people to know.
Did you know, Lena, what he meant by saying 60-second marathon?
I did.
I still don't. Like, I've never read the poem before, but I might read it tonight.
Should. You'll like it.
And what's up on his Instagram? Like, okay, what's the deal with
that? Yeah, I don't understand Instagram.
Instagram is for iPhone users. And you can kind of show, it's kind of like Flickr, Photo Bucket. You can show your pictures off. And it's like you can show pictures of what are you doing today, you know, whatever's going on. Some people have some really dope pictures.
Are you going to put us on Instagram in here? No?
You want
Matrix.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah,
you have an iPhone?
We can take it straight to OLC.
I don't have one. But I wish I did because I feel like I'm. You got one.
Instagram too? You use Instagram?
That's the first time. That's
so
one of the first.
Like, hey, Rim just talk.
Rim talk.
Hey.
Oh my god. Rim talk. Oh my god. Oh my God, Rim talked.
It's the second. This the second time he didn't talk. Rim, Lena, R. Kelly. Rim bring up R. Kelly though.
R. Kelly is the best R&B.
Oh man. Hey, Rim said he'll say he shut this whole shit down.
What do you think about Terrence Howard, Lena?
As far as
period, this is the first thing you think when I say Terrence Howard.
Nothing.
Damn.
He's not.
That's neutral.
He's
neutral.
Not a an actor that I could say that you know he's
if I,
dope.
If
to
I called him a sucker, would you be upset?
Nope.
Cool. Okay. I'm going
right. Hey, look, Terrence, man, I ain't mad at you, dude. I ain't got no problem with you, brother.
Damn, I just slammed him like four shows in
a
row.
It's going to be going on for the rest of the year. Just understand.
I don't think he would ever like Tyler Perry, though. Like, I think Tyler Perry can make a...
He won't.
I think Tyler Perry can make Roots Part 2.
See, you missed it.
With Don Cheadle as Kunta Kinte. And Daryl would still be like, nah, I don't like it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you left yesterday, we had a 15-minute conversation on how much he's at war with Tyler Perry. Like, how he turned it back on. It doesn't make a difference.
I sent him tweets and everything.
He tweets him. Everything
hey, man,
he does.
You been with, calling him. That's a big dude, man. I'm saying, like...
That's cool. I bet he would slap me and see what happens.
Shit, you gonna sue him?
Yep.
I'll be right behind you.
It's gonna be a dramatic fall too,
nigga. For all of us, we gonna be dominoes.
No, I'm gonna hit you though.
I ain't even nervous. I'm gonna fall.
You gonna hit right? Yeah, I'm gonna.
You fell in distress for me.
Exactly. We finna get paid.
Right behind.
We're going to the bank. He's just gonna slap you. And nigga, look in the car. Me and Javon just gonna be knocked out.
Nah, nigga. If I hit my head on my car door mirror, like I'm saying, I'm hitting my head on something. You gotta make it look dramatic. You gotta hit your head like and try to grab an antenna on your way down. Like, you gotta make it look as dramatic as possible. So that's what I would
break
do.
Break your fall.
Yeah. So Daryl, when you do that, let me know.
Okay. All right. Cool. I mean, I'm gonna run up on him. All right. Let's go into this situation with Jeremy Lin. Break down the Jeremy Lin Carmelo thing, and actually Floyd Mayweather. Break that down for everybody.
Okay. So basically, if you haven't heard, Jeremy Lin right now is on fire for the New York Knicks. He's a point guard. He's like Taiwanese or Asian and American, but they say Taiwanese, whatever. One of the first. And basically, he's taking the game over right now. He came out of nowhere, graduated from Harvard, did not get a contract.
Somebody said, hold on, before you go to this, somebody said, man, I believe in him when he do my taxes.
That's exactly why we said we're gonna discuss this.
When I need a study buddy.
Why we said we're gonna discuss this. So apparently, Jeremy Lin has been scoring like crazy in the NBA. He's averaging like 27 points a game. He scored 38 against the Lakers. I know Javon hates to hear that.
I'm good.
Basically, so since he's now like the new stuff, Floyd Mayweather decided to take a shot at him and basically said that the only reason why Jeremy Lin is getting as much publicity as he is because he's Asian, and that's it. That's the only reason. He says black men do this every day, and nobody makes a hoopla.
Jeremy Lin is playing great. And no, I'm saying like in... Since I've been watching basketball, like, I haven't seen anybody just come and just have, like, you know, this is like a Cinderella story just about, good thing about it, this dude's been sleeping. I mean, I think it's the story that's selling it.
Because he was sleeping on
somebody's couch, and then all of a sudden, now he's the star of a team that already has stars on it that aren't even being looked at right now. He's like the main focus of it. So, I think it could have been, I mean, I think him being Asian, I mean, I think it's a good thing, you know.
Well, he's like the only Asian, but they saying like internationally, like.
You mean, think of it, it's a hold up because of Yao Ming retirement.
Yeah, because Yao Ming, so now they say in China, like over in Asia, like they can't keep a jersey in stock. Everybody, they said, like the Madison Square Garden's
even worse though.
Money receipts have gone up by like 25% in the last four games.
He was
sleeping on his brother's couch.
Hey, he was.
No, he was sleeping on Landry Fields.
On his Landry Fields.
He was sleeping on Landry Fields' couch.
Yeah.
Last week, 10 days ago.
And I believe, well, you know what? That contract money he finna get, buddy.
He's been nutsy and all kind of stuff now, boy. He's probably the toast of the town in New York right now.
Man, oh, yeah, what? He is. They say he is. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to be interesting to see, you know, like, I understand where Floyd's trying to come from, but, I mean, there's really no comparison. Because
Floyd just want attention.
He do. And they saying the agents hope that Pacquiao fight him and whoop him, which is not going to happen.
Floyd does do shit like this.
Mayweather finna beat the teriyaki sauce out of Pacquiao. I'm telling you that now.
So, he Filipino, man. They don't drink teriyaki sauce.
He gonna beat the whatever sauce out of him. Y'all gonna see. We got Mayweather fans in here. I'm a Mayweather fan.
You a Mayweather fan?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about. Ted, you a Mayweather fan, right?
I'm from Cavalier. I can't be.
That's right. Well, we entire this studio. You better be a Mayweather fan up here with us.
We part of the money team. And you know, Andy was dissing Ray J last week, man.
Who was?
Teddy was. Remember, he was talking about he would be gay. Like,
no, talking about.
Remember, he said he'd be a baby long crib. Remember, he said he's talking about all the people that be a baby long crib hanging out.
You said Raz B. First off, no. He threw Raz B. You threw Ray. He'd be out there Raz B. And I was like, oh, yeah. Marcus Houston. And I said, would Ray J be over there playing the piano?
You said he would be there, period. So that's an assumption that he'd be there.
Be where? He would be where?
I said, if Ray J got paid to go to Eddie Long's house, would he go?
That's low, man.
You said Ray J.
I'm gonna say he did it before Ray J.
Ray J on women, man.
You think Ray J would play the piano at Eddie Long's house?
I don't think he would.
I think Ray J.
Ray J more of a pimp.
We talking about cash though.
He still he got.
And the only reason it came is because we were talking about Terry Bam's signing 100 books over at Eddie Long house, and Siobhan went into this Hardy Boy story about how Eddie Long was going to seduce this nigga from the door all the way back to the jacuzzi.
You gotta be careful with Mr. Long nowadays, man. This dude is a bomb waiting to go off again. I'm telling you, he's gonna just take one dick. Watch, that nigga gonna. Hey, I'm telling you, man. I guarantee, like right now, like
one dick.
I'm saying right now, like they holding him back. You know what I'm saying? He probably like cool. He with his wife and family, but he know what he want. He know what he been getting for all them years, taking them boys to Egypt and you know going up in them behinds. He know what he been doing. I dare somebody to go to his service this next Sunday and just like walk past where he's sitting there and just lay a dildo on the floor. I guarantee he starts sweating. Like, I guarantee.
Who did that?
Right. He gonna be looking at it. You know he gonna be scared. I'm like, oh my god, I can't.
Somebody pick it up throw it away.
I'm sorry, Eddie Long followers, if you guys are listening. I don't apologize.
But you apologize
a little bit. But back to Jeremy Lin, though, man.
But the reason why Daryl had me bring this up is because he has a really big beef with Carmelo. He calls Carmelo the black hole.
I had beef with Carmelo. I had no beef with Carmelo. No. See, this is how it gets started.
See,
I
had beef with me and Ray J. Go ahead.
No. You called Ray J gay.
I never said Ray J. The words Ray J being gay never came out of my mouth.
If I said, Javon,
that.
You're going to be doing comedy at Bishop Eddie Long Crew, would you insinuate that I was calling you gay?
A little bit. Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
I specifically said you'd be over there playing the piano. If I said you for modeling
at Ellen Crib, what would I be saying?
That I'll switch that way.
Yep. Told you.
First off, that's not what I said.
I never said that he's gay.
I never said would he be playing the piano if he got paid? Because he's all about the money team, and that's all the only
Teddy,
thing
you
know.
Might as well just say, would he be sucking a dick?
No, I did not say that. It's not
piano and penis. Penis and penis.
So you just say anytime there's a gay person involved, you automatically if we put you
not just a regular gay person.
I understand that. We're saying you just used Ellen. Same thing.
But Ellen is.
And she gay. She got
look, man, look. Don't try to throw Ellen in there. We talking about Eddie Long. No. We ain't going to let him throw Ellen in there.
I'm saying.
Don't let him.
Eddie Long, Ellen, we said gay. Ellen already came out gay, so that would even be more, like, that would be okay. That would be expected.
Eddie Long did it. Right now, like,
wearing bodysuits and stuff.
Like, he the type of person where you might be walking past a dumpster in the alley, you just hear somebody say, hey, and you look around, you don't see him. You know they there, though. You know, he hiding. He being sneaky with it, man. All right, my bad, Ray J.
They trying to make me feel bad. My bad, Ray J.
But I don't like Carmelo. I don't dislike Carmelo. I just think he's a black hole when it comes to playing ball, though. I just think that if you pass it to him, he's not coming back out.
So you think they're going to be going on a losing streak now?
They already losing to the Raptors right now, and they won 4 in a row.
The game not over though. The game not over.
Who back? Carmelo back?
Yep. Yeah, both of them back. Carmelo and Stoudemire.
Uh-oh. And they losing to the Raptors.
Yeah, man. You lose to the Raptors.
Look, you can say it's Carmelo Anthony. They were 6-15 with Carmelo Anthony playing 6-15.
Hey, man.
The freaking Milwaukee Bucks was better.
They
got
to learn. Carmelo got to learn the offense. That's what they were
saying. He been there.
He got to learn the offense.
We're making excuses.
He got to learn the offense.
Carmelo been there since the All Star break last year.
He got to learn the offense.
Carmelo, I think he's a great player, but he's going to have to learn to pass the ball more, man. People talk about Kobe shooting all the time.
Nah, man, Kobe's Carmelo, not as bad as Carmelo, man, by far.
And I will, this room to the basket. Like, if we hand him the ball right now, he'd just shoot it. Like, I'm saying,
if we had him the mic right now, he would
just throw it. Like, you know, he programmed to just shoot and just, you know, Carmelo's a good player, don't get me wrong, but I just think that he's going to have to learn to play with Jeremy Lin.
And
Jeremy
play some Lin, defense.
Yeah.
Well, that's always been a problem. That's why they got Tyson.
Well, since we talking about gay people, though, we're going to come back here with talk about Roland Martin sending out these gay tweets, supposedly. And we'll be back. A little bit of music, straight out of Low Cash.
Uh-oh.
I wrote this at my lowest point, right in the middle of rolling eight joints. Hot bars like a summer day in mid-June. Text Q like, nigga, we gon' be on soon. I seat the students in the class like a homeroom. I teach those that try to act naive. See, only being the best is my pet peeve. I just wanna be heard like a lost team, but I'm still on that real shit. Everybody tired and got something to deal with. We go to work long just to pay all them bills quick. Oh, it's cause and effect when we go hit the light switch. Hey man, that's some tight shit. Who came with the concept? Push way through your speakers and move a pack in your complex. You thought I was working out, no results on my biceps. Just play the card you was dealt, embrace the pain that I felt. Yeah, I feel this rap was my calling. It woke me up like my Evo alarm in the morning. I'm blocking whack niggas out, 93 morning. I swear these niggas soft like my Egyptian cotton sheets. I'm high in the altitude, but I'm out of reach. But I'm never out of touch. Just hit me when you're rolling up. Then I appear like you rub a lamp. But it's just me, just me. No genie showing up. Just a hippie in a crazy polo. Multicolored logo. Yeah, we just won the World Series. Go Cardinals, these whack rappers. All they do is bamboozle the facts. I can only make hits. I'm the Stan Musial of raps. These artifact rappers who found y'all fossils. Y'all niggas don't spit like a bitch that swallows. I serve these niggas them FN blue tips. Nigga, I ball like Butch off of the blue chips. Let's go, man.
Gotta wait till the beat kick in. Here we go. I wrote this at my lowest point. Cold sipping Coronas, man, I roll a joint. But I don't smoke unless I'm mad and my head steaming. Now I'm comfortable laying back in my bed dreaming about Gina. She was strong on my team then. Naomi left me lonely talking shit. She called me phony, that's baloney. Cause every day one of the realest race under the ceiling. North side on Lillian, being fake is a far cry. Me and Jason is all I got. My little brother when problems get to weathering, I am his umbrella rain down on. I float a troop pouring out. We might need to waterproof this recording booth. Bring in the bath towels, heavy water, just me and B-Dash now. Class clown, blow trees till he pass out. Smoke aroma, comatose him. Focused on it, don't approach him. Blow retarded like we both dumb. Today in St. Louis, the weather is cloudy skies with a high chance of murder. Be careful out here in these streets. And, you know, wear your raincoats. This is B-Dash and Javon Bibbs. Man, those two make a great combo. It's like the frickin' Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. Great pass and assist combo. Thank you guys for coming out. Keep listening. See you guys soon. Don't get killed.
All right, we're going to come right back into it. All right, Roland Martin sent out some tweets, though. Me and Teddy are having a discrepancy on what the tweet meant. The tweet said, I'm not going to be losing my journalism card by saying this, but he basically essentially that, you know, if someone's getting up cheering from this David Beckham ad.
That's
not
what he said.
Then what is it? What is it?
He said, if anybody is excited about David Beckham's new underwear line, smack yourself.
Right.
Right, because that there was a Super Bowl ad with David Beckham
right.
sitting in his underwear.
Right.
That was it. And then the next tweet he did, he says, there should be nobody that, no, he said the somebody needs to smack the dude that was wearing the all pink uniform. Because he had pink hands, pink gloves and pink shoes.
But that, but and, that is and, suspect. From there, but no, but even gay people I know have said, like, yeah, it's not cool to wear all pink.
But that's why they got mad. They got mad about that.
But I know
tweet.
Gay people have said it's not cool
that
to wear all pink.
That is why Glad
though.
Got mad, because he said.
No, Glad has a beef against him totally, period.
Right, but I'm saying this was the straw that cut the camel, that broke the camel's back. They were saying that basically he said beat, because that's what he said. He said needs to beat
the ish out of him.
Get the ish bit out of him.
Yeah.
Because if they wore a pink.
Get the
apparel.
Ish. What is the ish?
But
the
he
ish.
Don't cuss, though. He don't cuss.
Well,
he's religious, so he said
right,
ish.
Right, that was what he actually said.
He said ish. He didn't say ish.
He said ish.
I'm like, I know whether is that worse than getting your ass whooped. Like,
no. He said
like, he got the ish out of him.
Right,
he's
getting
the
ish, though. Shit beat out of him.
I don't want to get the ish bit out of me. Beat out of me.
Anyway, so they were just saying that if he wears pink apparel, he needs to get the shit beat out of him. Which was saying that if he's gay, since pink, he was wearing it for pink pride, gay pride day or whatever. They were saying that he was insinuating.
I don't think it was meant like that, though.
I agree. One thing
I will say is that I've always learned, like, if somebody's gonna fire you for something on something like that, some bullshit, like a tweet like that, they ain't like his ass at CNN.
No, they didn't.
Right.
Like, it's some other shit. They like, man, they just waiting for Roland Martin to do something wrong because they just hate seeing that nigga walk up in there.
Right. You know,
your motherfucking ass got something.
You know, you ain't about to have no brown shoes on.
It's like if you come to your job late, one, you be like, damn, man, how I'm fired for one time late? Because they ain't like your ass. They're using the opportunity to fire you.
Yeah.
It wasn't because of that. You know what I'm saying? What just
I think. Well, I've been fired like that before.
They probably didn't like you, Javon.
Yeah, I know they didn't.
So you agree with it. Yeah. What job did you fire from like that?
I don't want to say because I'm sure it's a lot of. Nah, you know, AT&T. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is St. Louis.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we national, no matter. My manager, I would say his name, but I ain't going to say his name on here.
You cool with him?
Nah, he's a hoe. So I don't know.
Watch, he listening. He like,
Does he know?
I don't even want. His initials, MW. That's all I'm going to say.
Damn.
People know who I'm talking about.
Tell us off air then.
Huh? I will.
Okay,
I will.
All right. But no, so Alina, what you think though? You think that, what do you think about this Roland Martin tweet incident?
I didn't really follow it too much.
Speak up into the microphone.
I said I didn't really follow too much on it, but I saw the tweet on Yahoo. I saw the media coverage on it. Only thing I can say, I think it was just a way that, you know, media could hype something up. But he does talk about that a lot, so.
Man, these gay people coming for us though too, man. I ain't gay. No, I'm not.
Coming for us.
No, not
that's
coming for
work.
Us. No.
What do you mean?
You know what? Glad gonna try to shut us down too. Anyway, no, but I mean it. Like it seems like you can't say nothing at all to even any way that on your ass.
Hey,
this is what I'm saying.
Man.
I don't even think black people be like that even in the 60s. Like
yeah, well, we really didn't have the right. It was a bit, you know.
Yeah, but I'm saying though, like they would say, you know how black people over exaggerate, like, oh, is that racist and stuff like that? We don't even do that. They'd be like, you could kick some pink in a video, and they'd be like, see, he's saying something about gay. Like they policing it hard. They policing it hard, dog.
But the thing is, like,
some gay stuff is fucking funny, man, and some heterosexual stuff is funny though. Just because I say something funny about somebody gay doesn't mean it's not bad. It's funny stuff about black people. It's funny stuff about white people. Where's the comedy line of comedy and stuff?
I don't want to say, like, for me, like, I know they had an NBA commercial where they were saying, you know, don't say the word gay when you're saying, like, this is gay.
That's
because
the owner was
and
gay.
And I'm cool with that.
I'm not. I'm like, dude, I'm saying, like, I mean,
I like
that,
fag
that's
more.
Gay.
I like fag more, though. That's why I want
to the word fag, that's more, that's like derogatory. Like, but if I'm just saying, like, that's gay, I'm not necessarily saying that's, you know, that is a homosexual. I'm not saying
you're
nothing
saying
bad about.
It's just different,
but, right? Exactly.
Yeah, but I think the reason why they're saying that though is more so because that's like saying that's black.
No, because gay also means happy. Why can't I just be saying that's, you know, that's
but,
happy?
But it's
right?
Just like, well, black is also a color, like. So like,
okay, but even worse, though, you know the word tranny now is considered a bad word amongst the gay community. Like you can't say tranny.
I don't even,
what I'm talking about my car, my transmission in my car, like my tranny bro. I can't say that no more.
You can't say that no more.
So talk about so we have to say the entire. We have to say transsexual.
Yeah, you can't say tranny no more.
Wow.
Who gonna? I'm saying who? I want to say tranny. If I want to say tranny, who gonna stop me? No, I'm just playing because I know there'll be some big gay dudes. I'm just playing.
Hard because you could be a transsexual or you could be transgender. It's different.
So tranny just pretty much just an umbrella then. Can I say that?
No. Tranny's like a disrespectful word now.
So if you're...
It's like,
can
it's
we
like
break down the
gay.
Difference between a transsexual and a transgender?
Yeah. Okay. Transsexual isn't that someone... No, it's transvestite and transsexual. Transvestite is someone that dresses up like a woman, right?
Yeah.
And transsexual is someone that's already got the sex change.
Changed, yeah, everything.
So there was transgendered.
Transformers.
That's the Transformers. Hey, you did not say that. Transformers. Hey, and if you like regular dude, don't transform. Do, 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 do.
just playing. Look, I was saying, I don't want nobody running up on me, man. I'm sorry.
I ain't in it. So what's transgender?
Oh, well, Lena, I ain't in it either. I didn't say that.
It's the official term of a transsexual. It's like, I guess the same thing as a synonym of a transsexual. Is it not?
That's if you are...
See, like, it's too complicated, man. I thought I had it.
You could be a man, but you could say, like, in my mind, you know, all my life, I really
felt like a woman.
Feel like a woman. Or so you could be a female and say, you know, I feel like that, you know.
So a transsexual actually had the operation, a transvestite. But when a
transgender is just is thinking it, right?
Inside, what they think they are.
Transgender is what you think on the inside.
Like, shares.
Wow. Daughter. So wait. So you know what's confused? You know what's throwing me off though between like transvestite and transgender? Because you would think a person would have to be transgendered in order to be a transvestite.
Right. So it's a level.
But maybe you don't, like, right, but you
maybe
don't.
It's like Mario.
No, it's
like
just it's different.
Well, I think transvestite just dress up as women sometimes type thing, right?
It's transvestite. Is. That's transvestite.
Right, right, but saying, that's what I'm saying. But why would you, as a regular man, would you just want to dress up in women's clothing and not be transgendered?
Like, you ain't got the money. You ain't got the money.
Huh?
You ain't got the money.
So you saying to be a transgender, it's expensive?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yes,
it is. To be a transsexual, it's
no,
expensive. Transgender is in your mind what you think you
man,
are.
Man, look, I'm getting trans confused. I mean,
okay, break it down for us again. Let Lena break it down.
But some people, they don't want to get the change. They just want to be identified. That's how I am. Like, if I was a woman, but in my whole life, I felt like, you know, a man, or I want to...
You couldn't. Your hips too wide for that. You couldn't get away with that.
But
she's just saying if I were
and like a transgender, they feel that way. But a transsexual, they
have had the operation.
They may be a female, you know, well, a male. He wants to go through the whole operation, wants to get everything done so he can say, you know, I'm a female. Accept me, I'm a female. This is me. Transgender person, I could just be me, but I might want to marry another woman because I feel like I'm the man.
Okay.
Well, so that's what I was saying. So a transvestite is a man. I'm saying transvestite
is a man that dresses up like a woman.
That dresses up like the opposite sex regardless.
Right.
That's more so, like a fetish.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But wouldn't you have to be transgendered on the inside?
No, some dudes that are heterosexual is just like wearing women's clothes.
That's what I'm saying. That's weird to me.
Like, no such thing as a heterosexual male that likes to wear women's clothes.
That's my point. That's my whole deal. Like,
no such thing.
That's what I'm saying. That's impossible.
That would make him transgender to me. Like, there's no man I ain't gonna say there's no man, but it's really hard for me to wrap around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like levels, like Mario or some shit.
But
man,
how
like,
would you do that? Like, how could you be a man and be like, go kiss your wife, I'm finna go to this drag show?
That's a different man.
That's a
but
different man.
It could be a man that, you know, with his wife, he might want to dress up like her. I don't know.
That's crazy.
That might still be a man.
I mean, I understand that, but I guess he's a transvestite.
You can't like want to dress up as a woman and you're not like that's like saying I'm drug free but I just like to sniff cocaine sometimes. Like, you can't. I'm saying you can't do that. Like you can't say I'm drug free but I do cocaine sometimes.
You can't be saying dare. And then you go snort a line.
Exactly. I don't like cocaine. I just like the way it smells. Like I'm saying, like you can't right. You can't be one in the like you gotta be one on one side.
But you can't be one.
I mean you can be one. Like you can be gay or you can be straight. Ain't no in between, like, you know, gray area where, you know, I like dressing up like women, like even like Dennis Rodman. To me, personally, I think Dennis Rodman, like, I would classify him as gay. You know what I'm saying?
I would think he may just be maybe bisexual. He probably
ain't no such thing as like. But I was saying no.
On the men's team, no, you either playing on our team 24/7 or you not on our team.
It ain't no gray area.
It ain't like a gray area. On the women's side, though, might be y'all got a little bit more gray area. Y'all trading, dropping free agents, all kinds of stuff.
If a guy told you he sucked a dick and was like, but I'm not gay, would you believe him?
You know what?
Uh oh.
I wouldn't.
That's exactly what we're saying.
But I could say this since they don't live here. I actually knew a guy and I had a thought in my mind, but it just, you know, came out in the open one day. And I said, you know what? He is that way. But, you know, I can't, you know, be the type of person to be like,
wait a minute, hold on. Now we want to know this. How did he come out in the open, Lena? Like, what happened? With like, well, like, white castle in somewhere or something?
No, that wasn't. No. Castle.
What happened? We want to hear this.
No, actually, he was just, you know how people just hold conversations about different things. And yeah. Some people feel a little comfortable around certain people.
Right.
So he felt a little comfortable around me, and he was talking to other people, and he just mentioned about if, you know, I don't even know if you can say it on here.
Yeah, we can cuss.
Oh, well, would a female use, like, a dildo? Or would they just like a strap on or a dildo?
And on him?
I didn't know that at first. So I asked, and I said, well, you mean on a female, like two females? And he was like, no. Nah. And I'm like, well, on you? And he said, yeah.
Okay. He's talking all this episode. Right. Gay.
That was on my mind, but I couldn't speak it out because I'm gaining this trust from this person. Right. So I can't show that I'm, you know, thinking that way. So I just went along with the story. So I said, okay, what would you use? And I'm just going along with the story. And I found out that he's actually living that life. But it's a down low life. He's living a down low life.
Right. So is he doing it with other dudes, or is he doing it with girls that have no strap on for him?
He's doing it with girls, many girls. But if he's comfortable with that person, he's going to, you know, expose himself like, hey, I do girls and dudes. He's down low.
But no, okay, he's down low. But I'm saying, is he having girls strap on him, though? Like, hey, you know, we've been kicking it like 3 months and everything. You know?
Right, that's what she's saying. She's saying, right, he has girl, women. But she's saying eventually it's going to come a point in time.
Now, that's some wild shit in itself. Okay, a dude come to you, you've been messing with those. Like, you know, Lena, we've been together like 6 months.
Put this on.
Have you ever thought about fucking
it? It'd be a belt with a cucumber on it.
That'd be it?
He told you to leave it in.
And he told you to leave it in.
Oh. Not team leave it in.
Team
no.
Leave it in.
No.
Not that way. God. What would you do? I mean, would that freak you out, right?
I saw some crazy stuff in my life. That wouldn't freak me out, but I'd just rather be.
Well, we want to hear the crazy stuff then. Yeah, but I'm saying you can tell us after when we ain't recording. Yeah. You got to tell us something. Since you open the door. You open the door.
Damn. Okay.
Yep.
Nah, I'd just be that friend. I wouldn't, you know, deal with them on that level, but I'd be that friend.
Right, I ain't saying stop being nobody's friend. Like,
yeah. No, I said I'd
right,
be
no,
that
no,
friend.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying me personally. I ain't saying that either. Like, you know, right. Just keep being like, I don't care what you like. Like, if you like dicks and you got one, I know what I'm saying. Do what you do. I don't have no, like, I have gay friends. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all know I don't have nothing. My uncle was gay. I have family. So, it's just like, the gay community and stuff like that, like, I got, you know, respect for them. But I'm just saying, I'm not gay. For like that.
You always got to let everybody know. I'm not
I agree with you on that. But I do have a problem with, like, that person was black. Mm-hmm. I do have a problem with certain men that are living a down low life. Now, if you out there and you love, you know, this is what you do, I'm all for it. I have gay friends. I mean, that's here and there. That's going to happen. But I have a problem with someone that lives their lifestyle. They don't want everybody to know, but you're messing with this woman, but you really, you know, mess with man. I don't respect.
Like you said, it's different if he's like, hey, look here, I like dicks too. If you down with this or not, get with it if you want to.
Right, that's fine. He's letting me know. He's probably bisexual, but if you're living a down low life, you're not letting anybody know. So you could be exposing that woman to anything. You live in a different lifestyle. That I don't respect. That shouldn't go on. But, you know, if somebody,
a lot of white boys that be down low too.
I'm sure.
Like, they got that documentary.
It's a lot of people. There's a lot of dudes on the down low.
Yeah, because it's this documentary of all these senators and congressmen. They talk about
that. Oh, yeah, I did.
That be on a down low and everything. Like, one was, like, with his secretary for, like, 10 years. And, like, all kind of, like, remember that dude that got caught up in the airport? With, like,
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's what started the whole thing.
Oh, you talking about the,
in the bathroom, where you could do, like, a little
prostitution thing in the bathroom. That was, like, how many, about 5 years ago?
Yeah, you tap your leg, like, twice or something, though, like, and slide it or something.
Hey, that'll fuck you up. What if you was in the bathroom and you was like I'm feeling stomach hurting and you literally in the bathroom you just like, you doing this with your foot. You stomp your foot on the ground and then right all of a sudden you feel a hand, you like, okay, now hold on, bro. No, that's wrong stall. You know what I'm saying?
Wrong stall.
And you tap your foot again, he just pull your pants down harder. I get up doo-doo everywhere. I don't even care at this point. Dude, you just grab my whole leg from up under the stall, like, dude, you got to be careful out here in these airports, man. Don't tap your feet. I don't care if you got your iPod on. Be aware.
So I mean, yeah, see, I think Brother Martin got, was he wrongfully, you know, suspended? He said he's not fired. He's been suspended indefinitely.
For the comments?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know too much on the because y'all going back and forth, and I didn't get a chance to really.
I think you should be mindful if you have that certain type of job, you should be mindful what you say on social networks.
In the public eye, right? Because you know that
whatever you say at home. But if you are in the public eye, you don't know who's watching. And like with Twitter, everybody's on that now. I mean, TV, everything, they're, you know, sponsoring that. So watch what you say. If you want to say whatever you want to say, say it behind closed doors.
Or get you a private page or something with your friends. And, you
know, nah, but he had to know that was going to happen, though. You know
so he
saying?
Did like, that for a reason. He right, didn't
like,
care.
Yeah, well, you mean, know, he probably, didn't care, though, because he's still tweeting hard.
Well, that's
too,
what
like,
I'm
he
saying.
Care,
like, I don't think anything's changed. Like, he
that's
knew,
that's the thing.
He
going to tweet hard right now like he don't care. But the thing is, when reality sets
when
in, like,
come in from
yeah, you are really suspended. You are really actually suspended. You're not getting a check this week.
You know what's funny,
though? Ramen noodles.
You really don't trip off you fired until that check clear out.
Nah, he ain't gonna have
that last check.
No, you don't get really trip off you got fired or you got laid off from a job until you get your check supposed to come. You like, oh, it's cool, man. You know what I'm saying? You chilling.
You ain't worried about it.
You like, man, you cool. You got fired, man. I'm cool, man. You ain't mad to that in 2 weeks. And you like, damn, they did fire me.
Oh no, what about when you straight get cocky? I'm like, man, you cool, man. Yeah, fuck that job, man. Nigga, I've been wanting to go and do my own thing anyway. Like, I'm saying, a job is a job. It always holds you back. You know what I'm saying? Two months later, man, they was tripping on the thing. They can't just fire me like that because in the union book. In the union book, it said, I swear to God, read on the third paragraph, they have to give you a warning before they let you go. They ain't told me nothing. You know what I'm saying?
He's still fired, buddy. He's going to keep a job, though. It's going to be just like that.
He still got a show on TV1 and everything.
Well, that's
too.
What I say. I mean, he's still going to be getting his money. I mean, just like that senator that got caught up in that prostitution ring. Not the dude that was stopping his finger, but there was Anthony Spitzer that was on New York.
Yeah, Spitzer. He got a whole nother job.
He got more money. He got an announcement. You're right. On CNN. Right after it happened.
What did he get in trouble for? A prostitution ring?
He was with a prostitute for like 3 years, though, and then she tried to drop an album after that, too.
Oh, my God.
He's talking about the prostitute, the one from D.C. was in D.C. or something like that?
Yeah.
And he gave her like $80,000 or something like per year?
Yeah.
It was New York.
He was from New York. I know it was New York. But he was from New York, though.
Yeah.
He was a senator from New York, though.
Yeah. And her Facebook page was blowing up.
Actually, no. You know what? She is right, though. Yeah. He was the governor of New York.
I hate how they try to make her like she was the victim, though. Like, she was not. They was like, you know what I'm
saying? She tried to drop an album on iTunes and stuff.
Sure did.
Well, I didn't even know that. Like,
right,
I mean,
afterwards.
Sometimes you got to capitalize on that moment. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Amber Rose.
Amber
Rose. Kim Kardashian.
What
we say? I don't think she capitalized.
Raz B.
What we say?
All right, I'm sorry.
He did capitalize, so he's in BTV.
Marcus Houston, that situation. So, yeah, he got, like, you see, you know what I'm saying? Capitalizing on Dixon
help you get you to a certain spot.
Yeah, whether that be good or bad.
Dick made famous.
Hey, man, regardless of what you say, them Eddie Long kids did get broke off on paper, though.
I'm still
you don't want to do. You don't want to go that route?
I don't
want
to be in the bins and then people be like, oh, that go old boy who saw Eddie Long dick. Like, I don't want nobody to say that. I got my top drop and, you know.
Okay, Lino, okay, the dude, one of Eddie Long kids, you know, he's a little bit older. They older and they like trying to holler. Like, girl, that's the Eddie Long dude that sucked his dick, though. Would you still holler at him?
I would not. I would be his friend.
She
always trying to be nice and diplomatic. Hey, just be his friend.
I'm saying nothing wrong being their friends. You know, ain't nothing wrong being their friends. You just can't go to Six Flags with them, nothing like that. Like, I couldn't go to. I couldn't.
He's like, let's go cast away kids.
I could, like I'm saying, like, say for instance, me and Daryl was together. If that happened with, nah, I ain't gonna put you in a situation. I was like, how far you gonna let me go with now? Daryl sucked the dick. Okay, you see what I'm saying? And then he tried to kick it back with me. Now, me and Daryl still be cool. We can do straight out of low cash, but like. We can't just go to Six Flags together. That's what I'm saying. Like, because if he's on the dick and then, like, they say birds of a feather flock together, you know, and we flocking together to Six Flags. That's what they automatically. They will. They will.
I would think that.
They will.
Wouldn't you think that, Javon?
I'm gonna assume.
Like, you saw one of your homeboys from back in the day. You ain't seen him in like 5 years. And you saw him with the Eddie Long dude.
True story. I done seen this dude, man. Like, I don't even know. I forgot his name, right? I used to ball with him, man.
Was it the dude that we said?
Dude could hoop like a mug.
Was it they Derek? Because we said all dudes' name was Derek.
No, this dude wasn't named Derek.
We had a whole thing going on. Every dude we figured our name was gay was their name Derek.
I know a couple gay Derek. But, man, this dude, man, I used to hoop with him. He like a Latrell Sprewell. That's what he looked like. Man, this dude, I just saw. Look, when I saw him, it was in the Galleria one time. He had like hazel contacts in his eyes. He walked past me. I was like, what's up, man? He's like, hey, what's up? But he kept walking. It was like kind of like, oh, hey, what's up? Because I hadn't seen him like in 2 years. Man, I saw him again, dude. I took my son to the ice cream shop. And then, like, you know, it was one guy walked in, a little petite guy about your size, Daryl.
Why you got to use me as a...
I just had to get him a visual. Now, it was a little petite guy walked in front of him. He walked in behind the dude. And, like, I'm looking like, oh, this is the same. And I could tell by, like, they was together getting ice cream. Because dude turned around and said...
he told us about
it. He was like, well, he's like, what you want? Like, asked him what kind of ice cream he want and stuff like that. Huh? Man, I don't even. I wouldn't
that's,
even look.
That's a man law break in general. Going to get ice cream with your boy and you ordering, you buying it for him.
Yeah, Darryl, don't order me no ice cream.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm saying like, matter of fact, I'm probably wait on the outside. Exactly. Let you go in and get yours first.
Then you come out, then I come in.
Hey, I'm like, is it good? You be like, yeah, you go ahead and get yours now. Make sure you ain't going back to get no napkins.
And we got to stay. And while we're eating, we got to probably be a certain amount of feet from each other.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk to the corner. You walk. You lean on the car. You know what I'm saying? Like, and do it that way.
Yeah, no ice cream. There's no ice cream cone either.
And then if somebody see you, I'm like, hey, what's up, Darryl? And then they see me, hey, what's up, Jamal? Are y'all together? You got to throw your ice cream. You got to throw it. Fling it. Like, you can't even have, I can't have it on me nowhere. I'm done. All right,
before we go to break, though, I want to mention this one story before we go to break, though. Have y'all heard about the man that shot his daughter's laptop?
Yeah.
What?
Basically, the story goes, his daughter got on Facebook, wrote a note saying, my parents ain't shit. You know, they making me do laundry. They making me clean up extra stuff, get coffee and stuff. I go to school, I work hard, and you know what I'm saying? I hate them. They don't know all the stress I go through. So her dad saw it on Facebook, because he on Facebook too.
Uh-oh.
So he got pissed off. He was like, you know what? I just bought you this brand new laptop, put $150 worth of software on here, and bought you a new cell phone. All right, watch this. So he went outside. Videotaped it on YouTube. He took a 9mm out though. Shoots up and emptied the clip on the cell phone and on the computer. And then brought the camera up and said, you gonna pay for the shells, you gonna pay to get your new the computer, and you gonna pay for your another cell phone, but you can't get neither one of these till you 18. But you gonna pay, and you gonna pay for these shells I spent on these hollow points.
So he actually took, I mean, you know,
out in the backyard.
Y'all know how mad you gotta be to want to prove a point by taking a real gun and shooting a cell phone. Like,
no, he shot the laptop.
And you said the cell phone?
Yeah, cell phone too. He shot out of it. Yeah, he did.
It's just laptop.
No, he shot the cell phone.
Put like this. Okay, we're going to say he shot some electronics. How about that? That way y'all can stop arguing. Okay, he shot some electronics with a real gun. Like, that's really proving a point. My parents have proven points to me, but they have not. We didn't have laptops back then, but still, that's like, man, that's pretty serious.
That's like your Nintendo.
Ooh, that's it.
Don't take my what?
Your Nintendo.
Nah, I get my act together. I only get my act together. Gotta play Contra and stuff, man. I can't go without a Nintendo. So that's probably the equivalent of her.
But think about that for a kid without a laptop or a cell phone, their life is over.
How old was it?
Girl. She's 15.
First of all, she shouldn't be on Facebook anyway.
For real?
Regulation is 14, so technically you could be
15.
On
I wouldn't have a child on there at 15 because they don't have any filters yet, so they just gonna put whatever, however they feel on it.
Just like she got in trouble for doing that. If she wouldn't have been on Facebook, she wouldn't have got her laptop stolen.
Man, my nieces and my guy babies and them be on there, man. I be mad. My little guy daughter got a little boyfriend, everything, man.
Did you block them for your page?
No, I didn't. They, like I said, that's why I try to monitor the stuff I put on Facebook as opposed to Twitter. If I put something on Twitter, there's two, I go on Facebook and delete it. You know what I'm saying?
So I was like, I know sometimes you cuss sometimes on your Twitter page. I was like, I don't know if you did
I erase it off my Facebook sometimes. Like, if it's in the daytime, I just erase it off my Facebook.
But at night, I should be up anyway.
Ain't they crazy? I straight be monitoring. Like, I know that they on there, so I try to monitor it and just not have them seeing certain stuff, man.
It's so much. Dude, social network is getting out of hand.
I mean, do y'all think this man went too far, though, with his kid, though?
I think he did the right thing.
Hey, you know he's making money. He's got 11 million views on YouTube already.
He got right now. He got enough money to buy a couple new laptops.
So like in 3 or 4 days, he's got 11 million views on YouTube.
And you know, because once you after how many a million, you start getting paid.
Yeah,
off
you start getting paid.
Yeah, what? So yeah,
YouTube no, actually more than that. It's like 100,000.
YouTube starts paying you, giving you. I know somebody that gets checks in the mail for like $700.
It's people that make 50,000-60,000 a year just for their YouTube videos.
What?
Just doing YouTube videos.
I need to start getting on YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah.
What?
Hey. They'll ask you to be an affiliate member and everything, though, and then they'll give you know set up into your PayPal account and everything.
Hey, dog. Whoa. Straight up, social networking out of hand, dog.
Yeah.
They had a lady that got killed. It was a woman that got killed because she defriended another woman.
Death.
Dude. It was like a, it was
that in Iowa? Was that in Iowa? When they tried to burn up her crib? They tried to burn up her. Well, no, I heard one that was in Iowa. She tried to burn up her crib for
No, they think it was linked because they were trying to think like the person that did the burning. This like they were family members or something like that. I feel like that's what they said. But all I know is they said some lady defriended some other lady, and the girl's father went over her house and slit her throat. Wow. For defriending her.
A throat slit?
A throat slit.
Over unfriending.
Hey, look, I ain't gonna unfriend nobody else.
What about your boyfriend, though?
Here we go.
Look, here you go.
I told you. Right. Here we go. You know he got a here we go.
What's his name? Don't believe this dude, man. No, like, that, no, that, I ain't lying. I'm sitting up here. I'm sitting up here keeping a straight face with Daryl.
No, because he's embarrassed about it, though.
No, I'm not embarrassed about nothing. What are you talking about, a boyfriend? You tell us if you want to say it. Go ahead.
Didn't the dude comment on your thing saying you fine on your picture?
He deleted all my friends list.
See, exactly. Like, y'all broke up.
And Daryl loved his story. Just like the y'all broke week up. He done brought this
I'm talking about like Daryl Keith.
No, because you keep on trying to clown me, though. Talking about my turtlenecks, petite, Jada Pinkett. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even say that this week.
I know, but you said it like 3 weeks in a row.
Okay, because it was a lot of people saying he was built like Jada Pinkett.
No, you didn't say that.
He said a lot of people when it was actually just
Jermaine. A minute to society. He had the same body. Like, it was like they said they're throwing a couple of the stunts on the
girl. That was girl.
Like when she had her braids, you know what I'm saying? Let me tell you. I'm saying it was a couple of shots. Like, I don't know if you remember when Kane first got shot and they showed up from the back running. That was Daryl.
Just figured they did fast.
That was Daryl. So like I said, he been like in entertainment and stuff for a while. A lot of people didn't know that. And like I said, I've been knowing Daryl since we was in second grade. So I was surprised. I said, man, it look. I can tell because I remember we used to play tag. He used to run his left leg shorter than the right one. So I said it looked just like Daryl. Daryl called me, hey man, hey, you check out my new movie. I said, which one? He's like, Men to Society. He said, Men to Society. I was like, what? I thought that was you, bro. He was like, yeah, good looking out. Like he thanked me for it and everything. He said, thanks, man. You know. I just congratulate him.
This dude got people saying he fine on pictures, though, and saying, what's up, trying to get him to come and find money with him and hang out. And I need to take you out to dinner and stuff, you know.
You see how he trying to make it sound so bad talking about fine. Okay, Lena, I'm going to tell you what happened before we got here. Because like I had to explain it every time, man.
No, because no. You've been on my turtlenecks, man.
All right, you cool. Well, I still got to explain myself now. Because like people who have not heard the story, and she needs to know it too. Okay, it's a dude online. This dude out of hand. Commented on one of my pictures. He had already did some other, not even questionable stuff, but some over-the-line stuff, like one time earlier. So after that, he made this comment on my picture. It's this character I got on online named Sydney Straight Legs. He's a breakdancer. I ain't no shirt on or nothing like that. And, you know, I had on some little stupid shorts, a little stupid wig with a headband, the basketball posing. So this dude gonna make a comment on my picture one morning saying, he said, I don't know what he thought. He said, man, you out here rapping. He said, you out here rapping for the SEL. Damn, you fine. You out here doing it. And, like, he going to put the damn you fine in the middle part. Like, I'm going to overlook that. Like, I'm like, oh, well, hold on. So I read that. Instantly, I called her. It was early in the morning. I called him. I said, D, man, go on my page, dude. Look what this dude put on there. He going on. He saw it. I deleted the dude, man. And I ain't had no problems.
And he ain't trying to kill you. Like,
that
this
could have been the autocorrect on the phone. You know, it.
Damn, you fine.
No, he put like three ends, like three, four ends.
Damn,
no, that,
you fine.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
go with autocorrect.
He did something else. He said something else before, though.
That was previous, you know, saying that he was fine as wine.
You got different type of fans.
You got maybe you mess. Maybe you're not in the right market, man. Maybe that's.
Yeah, so we've been going to commercial break.
We going to come back. We going to talk about some models and stuff with Amber Rose and stuff, you know, my favorite model and Javon's favorite model. He said he'd get pregnant. You said you get her pregnant.
Amber Rose?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't get her pregnant. I wouldn't get her pregnant.
Would you go raw
though? Maybe after two Long Islands. I might take
it. If nobody knew.
All right. We're going to come back. Straight out low cash.
The sky's falling. The wind is calling. Stand for something or die in the morning. Section 80. High power.
Vision. visions of Martin Luther staring at me. Malcolm X put a hex on my future, someone catch me. I'm falling victim to a revolutionary song, the Serengeti's clone. Back to put you backstabbers back on your spinal bone. You slit your diss when I slit you my diss. You wanted to diss but jumped on my dick. Grown man never should bite their tongue unless you eating pussy that smell like it's a stale plum. I got my finger on the motherfucking pistol, aiming it at a pig. Charlotte's Web is gonna miss you. My issue isn't televising. You ain't gotta tell the wise how to stay on beat because our life's an instrumental. This is physical and mental. I won't sugarcoat it. You'll die from diabetes if these other niggas wrote it. And everything on TV just a figment of imagination. I don't want a plastic nation. Dread that like a Haitian. Why you motherfuckers waiting? I'll be off the slave ship, building pyramids, writing my own hieroglyphs. Just call it shit high power. Nigga, nothing less than high power. Five-star dishes, food for thought, bitches. I mean, this shit is Huey Newton going stupid, you can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power.
He is a sort of gangster, you know, because this is a gangster story, but a gangster with a difference, because this is a gangster with a conscience.
Visions of Martin Luther staring at me. If I see it, I ain't seen it, that would make my parents happy. Sorry, mama, I can't turn the other cheek. They wanna knock me off the edge like a fucking widow's peak, And she always told me, pray for the weak, Them demons got me, I ain't prayed in some weeks, Dear Lord, come save me, the devil's working on. He probably clocking double shifts, so none of his jobs. Frightening, so fucking frightening, enough to drive a man insane. I need a license to kill. I'm standing on a field full of landmines doing the moonwalk, hoping I blow up in time. Cause 2012 might not be a fucking legend, trying to be a fucking legend, the man of mankind. Who said a black man in the Illuminati? Last time I checked, that was the biggest racist party. So get up off that slave ship, build your own pyramids, write your own hieroglyphs. Just call this shit high power. Nigga, nothing less than high power. Five-star dishes, food for thought, bitches. I mean, this shit is Bobby Seale making meals, you can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Who said a black man in Illuminati? Last time I checked, that was the biggest racist party. Last time I checked, we was racing with Marcus Garvey on the freeway to Africa till I wrecked my Audi. And I want everybody to view my autopsy so you can see exactly where the government has shot me. No conspiracy, my fate is inevitable. They play musical chairs once I'm on that pedestal. Frightening, so fucking frightening, enough to drive a man insane, a woman insane. The reason Lorraine Hill don't sing, or Kurt Cobain loaded that clip and then said bang. The drive me brains crazy, product of the late 80s, trying to stay above water, that's why we shun the Navy. Pull your guns and play me, let's set it off, cause a riot, throw a Molotov. Somebody told me them pirates had got lost, cause we've been off them slave ships, got our own pyramids, write our own hieroglyphs. Just call it shit high power. Yeah, nothing less than high power. Five-star dishes, food for thought, bitches. I mean, this shit is Fred Hampton on your campus. You can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Thug life. Thug life.
Hey, welcome back to Straight Outta Low Cash. Teddy, go ahead and tell us about the Allen Iverson. Hey, it's 2 days. I got another story about Allen Iverson, too, in Atlanta.
It's just sad, man, because Allen Iverson is one of my childhood heroes, man. And
yeah, I really wasn't a big AI fan ever, though.
I loved AI, I dog. And you it may just because AI? I was a little guy, you know, in the league. I mean, everybody liked to see him. But it just seems like his troubles just keep growing, man, because they said he's trying to make a comeback.
And then this is something that this is different, though, about him, though. You always think about when he's talking about practice, though, man. I remember my uncle used to tell me that, like, that was going to always mess up because when you don't practice, other coaches and stuff are not going to deal with you.
No,
you're not
at
least
all.
Coming to practice. Even if you don't like practice, at least be there. And he was like, well, fucking, I don't do practice, nigga. So every other coach now is looking at you like, I don't want you on my team. You ain't even going to practice.
Right.
You think you don't like to practice?
But that's the thing, though. People got to understand as a man, you learn, you grow. So with him even saying all that,
but he's still talking shit though. He was
no, he's not.
Like no, he was on. Yeah, because dude, he's sitting at the crib though. You know what I'm saying?
So you're right. I don't have time to think about it. That's my jail.
But he like 40 years old on that.
No, he like Allen Iverson like 38. Just turned 36. No, he's 36.
Nah, he 36. Nah, he's like 36.
Nah, he like.
He younger than dude. Cause but he younger than Paul Pierce and Paul Pierce.
No, Paul Pierce is our age.
We gonna look it up.
Paul Pierce is our age. Paul Pierce is only like 2 or 3 years older than us.
Not Paul Pierce. What's his face? Ray Allen.
Ray Allen the same age. Him and Ray Allen the same age.
Ray Allen 36.
Is he same age? He might even be a year older than Ray Allen.
Nah, he not 37.
You know what? Allen Iverson came out the year before him in the draft. Allen Iverson came out the same year with
He was a freshman.
No, AI came as a sophomore. Sophomore. But Ray Allen came out. But you know what?
But Ray Allen was a junior.
They the same age though, because Ray Allen came as a junior.
Allen Iverson was born June 7th, 1975. So he's 36 right now.
So I said
he's gonna be 37.
So I said he's 36. But ain't nobody gonna take no chance on the 30. Well,
36 year old man. Jason Kidd like 40. See, like the same age.
Yeah, but he ain't never had no problems. Like, yeah,
you ain't a dude to somebody you want to. And Jason Kidd's a team player. Dude, Allen Iverson was causing problems in Memphis. He caused problems in Turkey.
No, he didn't.
He caused problems. Yes, he did. He caused problems in Turkey, dog.
He caused no problems. What he called
in Turkey?
What did he call?
Dude, he was just like, oh, if I'm not starting, no, he was having attitude and stuff because he wasn't starting. In Memphis, yes, he was.
In Turkey, he was starting in Turkey.
And he was having problems with them.
But he wasn't, no, I promise he wasn't.
Dude, that's why they dropped him from the team. Why would he drop him from the team? He wouldn't give him problems.
They was only signed up for like 2 seasons. He played it 2 seasons.
He didn't play, no, he didn't. He only played like 2 months.
I promise you, he played no 2 months.
He did not play a whole season.
I promise you, he played a whole season.
I bet you didn't play a whole season
with Turkey.
I bet you didn't play a whole season. I guarantee you didn't play a whole season in Turkey. I would guarantee you.
Maybe not two whole seasons. I know he played a season.
He did not play a whole season. I, yes, it's like 2 months.
Okay, well, the reason why we're talking about AI because he's in some financial trouble. Apparently, he's loyal to a fault. He went out. He has expensive tasting jewelry and owes a jeweler $860,000.
Oh, that ain't a lot of money.
No. You should
$860?
$860,000. $60,000.
Oh, that is a lot of money.
Yeah. $1,000. They say over his career, he's amassed $154 million. Dang. And that's outside of
endorsements.
So he had way more than $154 million and can't afford to pay back this guy. Damn. Like, his accounts are frozen. They froze his accounts.
This is how broke he is, even worse, though. He had a Ferrari in Atlanta in the story.
Lamborghini.
So, it was a Lamborghini,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I saw it. Great Lamborghini.
And he got an impound. He never got the tags for it, ever. So he's just riding around without tags for like 2 or 3 years.
Yes.
And like in Atlanta, they give you like they compound your thing on it or whatever, because every year you didn't ever pay for your sales, so they compound. And then he just let it sit in the impound. When it got impound, he just like, fuck it, I'm never going
to
get it back.
Shit, why not? I mean, you can't pay an $800,000 jewelry bill. I'm not going to pay to get the Lamborghini out here.
Everything he just blew all his money on his boys. He said he had an entourage of 50 people.
I can believe that. And I heard this story a while ago. This dude posted on the blog. He said he lived in Philly. He was like Allen Iverson's mom, and I don't know how true this is, so I'm saying I'm going off of what I read.
Right.
He was like Allen Iverson's mom had gotten a flat on her Benz, and her getting a flat, she called some people to tow the Benz back to the dealership. They towed it back to the dealership. When she got to the dealership, she saw another $90,000 Benz and bought that while she was there. I'm like, I would have to tell my mom, look, okay.
You can slow down.
So she had both cars, she just let them keep the other one? Like,
no,
keep
that. She kept her same car. So she had bought two cars. Another Benz.
That's $180,000 right there.
They had somebody else come and pick up the other one. Like, hey, can you come pick up the other one?
Right. Right. They had footage of Allen Iverson just going to a Bentley dealership. It's on YouTube. If you got it like that.
$150 million, you can afford a Bentley, but you can't.
You can afford a couple Bentleys.
But yo, posse can't. Not 50 niggas.
Nah, man, you can't MC Hammer the. I mean, it's one thing, and like I say, I know once I get to where I'm going, I'm going to definitely look out. But everybody can help themselves, too. You know, it's like ludicrous how he put his people in a position where, like, he put his boy through a culinary school and, you know, stuff like that. And, like, I would help you out, you know, but I can't just, you just
fund
with
your
me,
life
so I'm just paying
of,
you all
your
bills,
life.
You know. So I'm sure I can't do that, like. It's cool to set your people up and set your brothers and your family up and grow together. But just don't be throwing money down a well. And this person just going to the club, popping bottles. This nigga going home and getting up and watching Price is Right and ain't doing shit during the day. So
that's sad, man.
Dude, he played. I told you he played there for 2 months, from November to January.
What? Oh, well, it seemed longer than that.
In Turkey, I told you.
And they got rid of him?
Yeah. He came back. No, he was over there from November 16th, 2010 to January 2011.
And they... and they got rid of him because he had an attitude?
Well, they said he had a catheter surgery, so he went back.
Well,
but, I mean, they said that for 2 years, they didn't send him back after he got his calf, right? They didn't have him come back either.
Well, I mean, it depends on how serious the surgery was, too.
then how, that's why he can't get back in the NBA either. I'm just saying, Iverson dig his own grave, though, man. He dug his own grave, man.
But I'm saying they got footage online of him playing in Atlanta, like.
And he still can hoop?
A month, yeah. 2 months ago. Yeah, he still can ball. Yeah,
then why the Turkey team picked him up there?
I don't know what's going on. Maybe they avoided him playing. I don't know. Like, I don't know what all went on with that then.
I'm just trying to imagine him playing as a shooting guard now, because he's not a point guard.
He would be a shooting, but I'm saying he would have to come off the bench. Like, Nate Robinson is pretty small. You know, Al Iverson is still pretty quick. He's a good scorer, so like the Boston Celtics could use somebody like him to come off the bench. But, I mean, I know they got Ray Allen.
It would have to be off the bench, because I'm just thinking, like, he for a while he was like Carmelo, though. Like, he touched the ball, that shit going up, plain and simple. Everybody just attacked the boards.
But I will say, though, he probably took one of the worst teams to the finals ever in history. That team assembled,
And who was the point guard on that team?
Eric Snow.
Eric Snow.
That, like, oh man.
Dude,
Eric
name
Snow.
Can y'all even name 4 people on that squad besides Allen Iverson?
Yeah.
Was Elton Brand on the squad? Nope.
Nah, it was...
Chris Webb. Nah, not Chris Webb.
Nope.
It was Allen Iverson, Eric Snow.
Aaron McKee.
Aaron McKee. Thaddeus.
Young. Thaddeus Young went on there.
No, it's not Thaddeus Young. There was another...
Dikembe Mutombo.
No, it was not Dikembe. It was Thaddeus.
Dikembe Mutombo was on the team, wasn't he? Yeah.
It was Thaddeus something.
There wasn't no Thaddeus on the
squad. It was. I promise you, he was the power forward. He was hella big.
I'm finna tell you who the other one was.
You know how Daryl knows.
It was a Thad something.
No, it's somebody ugly as hell who was the power forward.
Oh. Hold on.
Ugly alien. Like, he's the dark-skinned version of Reggie Miller.
Oh, damn.
Y'all know who he is. He even led the league 1 year in field goal
percentage. Atlanta Housewives.
No, that's Eric Snow.
Eric. Who you gonna say? What's his name?
Bo Outlaw.
Bo Outlaw
was starting in that squad. He's the power forward in that squad, dog. It was Bo Outlaw.
Theo Ratliff.
He was the center. That's
what
Bo Outlaw started too. That's what I'm saying. They sucked.
That was a good squad.
And that's, remember Rajah Bell? They was like he was so tough.
Hey, nah, okay, put it like this though. He did take them to the finals, but the East was pretty weak back then too.
Huh? Larry Hughes on that squad too?
No, hell no. He got him off that squad early.
Larry was like with Golden State then. But now I'm saying. During that time, though, the East was pretty weak, though, back then.
Oh, man, the Milwaukee Bucks was had Irvin Johnson. Remember, he was a big man, and he was on the All-Star team on the East.
Yeah.
The Milwaukee Bucks. The East was real
but
bad.
But not taking nothing from Iverson, because that's still, like, you won a game against the Lakers in the finals.
And that was the only game they lost that whole playoffs. The only game they lost. But we're going to get back into our guests and everything, though, talk about some modeling and stuff like that, you know, stuff she know about fashion. You know, Javon needs some fashion, you know, and everything.
We all do.
If it's too, you are more in the public.
I mean, I'm comfortable though, Lena. I like feel like I'm comfortable.
What
right
would you put Javon in?
Comfortable.
Okay, really what
would you put Javon in for a stage show and everything?
I have to talk to him and see, you know, what's going on with him first before I just.
No turtlenecks though, right?
No.
You gotta get a turtleneck.
Okay, that's cool.
What if she set you up like, I know I got you for your outfit and everything. I'm gonna bring it to bring it down to the Fox. You doing on the Fox? I got you at the Fox and everything. I got your stuff. Bringing in a turtleneck.
I'm like, Lena, you're an atheist.
You're an atheist.
I would have to accuse her.
It's 3 minutes we go on stage. It's 3 minutes we go on stage, though.
You say what?
It was like 2-3 minutes ago I was going on stage, though.
That'll be the first time I ever perform without no shirt on. Like,
but it's your first big thing, like the Javon Bibbs comedy thing, and it's your first joint.
That's the first time I'm performing without no shirt on.
We need to create a line of straight out low cash turtlenecks.
Turtlenecks.
Y'all go ahead and invest y'all money into that that money pit. Yeah, turtlenecks. I bet somebody would buy them though. At least one person.
What if they picked up though? Would you start buying, wearing them? Making money.
Nah, I'm not wearing no turtlenecks.
Yeah, straight out low cash turtlenecks start making real money.
I wouldn't wear a turtleneck unless I was a jewelry thief. Like, they wear a turtleneck. Cat burglars. Well, them kind of people wear turtlenecks. Like,
cat burglars.
Yeah.
You know, like the old school days they used to break in and, like, steal, like, the famous jewels.
Yeah.
And the turtleneck.
Always. So,
remind me of that episode of Martin, though, man.
The Pink Panther.
Where he had a CD player was stolen and he made everybody wear
man.
Black.
Shout out to Reggie, too, man. Yeah. But I wouldn't wear a turtleneck. But no, I'm saying, I'm sure she, like, okay, well, I'm pretty tall, dude. Like, so, I'm trying to think, man. What, I guess we can really ask you what goes good with tall guys, or could we? Like, what, like you like seeing tall, like a guy my stature? What would I?
Stand up.
Okay, let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, girl, I've been working out.
I'm just seeing what's going on. I like how you got these pants. They're not baggy. They're just, like, just comfortable, right? I like those. I could change your shoes up.
Okay.
I see, like, this shirt, I see your style going with this. Like, we can keep it with this, but I still don't know you that well. So,
right.
I like how your little hat's going, so we could probably play it with a hat and a little nice shirt.
She like my clothes. Okay, that's cool. So I'm a little all right.
I like, you know, the my, items. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay.
We can change it like together.
Right. Like together, but yeah, individually. So, okay. Okay. So if I wore this shirt, like let's say with some biker shorts. No, I mean like no, no,
some biker shorts.
No. All right.
Nah.
Sorry, look, sorry, Lena. So you've been in modeling for a long time. I've known you for shit, a long time. Man. 12 years, like 12, 13 years. I know you. Yeah, been.
12, 13 years.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
No, but you've seen a lot of stuff. What is one of the biggest things you've seen like chicks do for like modeling stuff? Like you'd be like, man, damn, these bitches is crazy.
Ooh. I don't know if we could talk about everything.
I mean, you ain't got to tell them shit names.
No, I'm not saying names, five. But I can say that.
We got how many minutes we got? Oh, we got, yeah, talk all you want.
I know Javon wanted to. I can say it actually, it's a little worse now. I saw girls.
They're getting, you all, do you think models are getting paid less now or more? Or they, like
less. Everything is less now because, okay. I'm be real, Twitter messed Twitter. To me, Twitter has messed the game up with that. Because you got girls that, it's a difference with, you know, doing that towards your goal. Whatever your goal is, what you want to do, you have girls that's taking pictures just to have it on their AV. Or, just, you know, just for show. It's a big difference. Now, it's like a lot of girls have a difference in what they want to do. It's no goal. It's just, you know, I'm just taking pictures. This what it is. So they don't care about getting money. And, you know, you got girls out there that are trying to do what they want to do, you know, try to make it, but they're not able to. So it's kind of messed up in the game now. So, honestly, maybe they should, you know, try to find, you know, a different route or do something else along with modeling. But it's different now. I was in Miami. It was a video shoot. And
what artist? Do you mind telling the artist?
I can't say.
You don't say the artist. You know what I'm saying? We got to protect the story. I want to hear the story. Oh, you not yet.
Javon all interested in the back.
Right. He going to just cut it off and tell us, was it Bill Clinton or go ahead, though. We listen.
Go ahead.
It was in Miami, and even, like, the night before, it was a video director, you know, kind of, you know, talking to the girls and stuff. It was some girls that, you know, went with the video director and stuff like that. That's their choice. They chose to do that. Maybe they was gonna get on, you know, the video. I did not. I stayed, you know, in my little area. I chilled. The day of the video shoot, those girls that, you know, left with that director, some of them were able to be featured in the video. You being featured, you get paid more.
Okay.
If you're in the background, you don't get. You either get maybe $100, $150, or you don't get paid. But you know, you just in the background.
$150 American dollars or what kind?
American dollars.
Whoa. All right.
Not yen.
But some of those girls, you know, it's honestly, you're supposed to be professional all the way around. So you never know who you will see next. It was some girls there that didn't care, and they kind of let their. I'm not going to say groupie-ism. They kind of let their star status, you know, that star status get ahead of what they're doing. They're there to work. They're there to be a model for the video. So they saw, like, a couple of rap artists and R&B artists, and they said, basically, forget the video shoot. We, you know, we trying to get chopped up right now with you. So, you know, they went in their room, and, you know, they did whatever they did, and they came back. When I saw the video, those girls were not in the video, period.
Damn. So they came back wiping their mouths off out the dressing room. Damn, for nothing.
Why is that exactly, you know, what I thought, too, though? That's exactly what I looked at.
Did you, right, did, I didn't see what they visualized did, that they
was wiping their mouth off. Right, right.
I didn't see what was going on, but, you know.
Did they get paid still?
I don't know. Actually,
yeah, they got paid with some cum.
No, they didn't get paid. Because those girls actually left. They didn't get paid.
Wow. Damn.
We going to call y'all. So all right, thanks.
Dang. But the thing is, in our mind, oh, that's messed up. But to them, girl, I just, you know, mess with blah, blah, blah. They don't care. I'm not saying that's just because of model. That female, those certain females got in their mind, they could care less. They're looking for a star. So that,
to get
pregnant. Yeah, that too, probably.
That was their goal.
Yeah, that was their goal. Yeah.
So that, yeah, that was their goal.
Did they succeed? Have anybody ever succeeded? I'm saying, like, you ain't gotta give us numbers. You know anybody ever succeeded, you think?
Oh, yeah. Did what they had to do to get to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Look, I'm gonna make a song for these rappers and these basketball players.
This is one of my questions, though. I remember me and you was talking one night, and I was asking, like, how do these dudes not know that these chicks is on that come up, though? Like, how did they get caught up like that, like an Amber Rose type situation or something like that? Were you thinking, like, it ain't like Belle Biv DeVoe thought it was me. I thought it was just me. Like, I was the only one that she'd be trying to push up on like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I would assume any chick that was these group of chicks would be just trying to get on me. I wouldn't think none of them was trying to really get at me.
But it's the same, like, at the same time with the guy, he wants to talk to those certain type of girls, too. Just say, for instance, on Twitter, those guys are going to go for those certain type of girls. They're not going to go with the girl, you know, the little pretty, you know, girl next door thing. They want to go with a girl that, you know, she's in a magazine or something like that. Like, even for, you know, the girls during that time, it's kind of like on a choice thing. I don't want to say everything on here, but, you know, I'm trying to.
No, I mean, I guess what is the psyche of a dude? Is he just dumb, maybe? Is a lot of these dudes
no.
just dumb?
Or he don't care either.
Or he don't care.
He don't care. You know, some people.
But then
he'd
be like, man, that's my wifey. But, yeah, you know, she was down in the basement, though, waiting for everybody else. Though, how can you consider that thinking that chick is a wifey material, though?
But the same time, like you talked about Jada Pinkett. Remember back in the day they said Jada Pinkett was messing with Grant Hill, all these different people. They turned.
What?
This is all new, Javon.
Oh, man. Okay, keep going. I did not know this.
I used to like sports back in the day. Okay. But you know how they said, you know, turn the hoe into a housewife. She was with Will Smith. I mean, they say the same thing. In my own opinion, my own mind, I think certain girls, I don't know what it is, might be good poom poom. I don't know. But they,
poom,
you
poom.
Know, they doing something. Poom poom.
Nah,
I don't want to say
good.
You know the other words.
No, I'm saying you good. Okay. I mean, yeah, poom poom sound like, yeah, that's fire, right? But keep going. Poom poom.
She could be crazy, whatever. She got that good poom poom. Maybe, you know, she could be the crazy girl, but they still go deep. You know, they go be with her. So it's something that the girls will say. It's something that a girl could say to a guy to get in their head, and they're going to just say, you know what? I got to figure this girl out. I want to get with her.
What about you, Javon? Has Ruby's ever caught you up like that?
I mean, you know, I don't want
to. Somebody said the right thing to you.
Yeah, somebody probably had before. I'm sure of it. Hey, I don't want to say why I put myself out there.
But I guess the question is, you may have got caught up, but you ain't ever just been like, yeah, this one's wifey. Like you might understand what
no,
it was.
No, never that. Like I, you know. In order for you to be wifey, we gotta go to Applebee's at least 3 times together. Like I've never been in a position where I was trying to wife somebody up that was a known, or you know, not even, you know, somebody who I know that probably is out here for the wrong reasons. Like I wouldn't, not me.
I mean, do a lot of comedians have that kind of groupies like that, or is it on like?
Yeah, come on, man. You know, comedians do, man. Like everybody love to laugh, so you know, you got. I'm sure
Kevin Hart and somebody like that.
I don't know.
Mike Epps.
I don't know.
Yes, he does.
I don't know. Now you ain't gonna. That's the comedian code, right? No, I ain't mad at you. But Kevin Hart be on his videos with his groupies though. He don't care.
Well, he's not with his wife no more.
Kev's single now, man. Yeah. So, you know.
Well, he admitted he messed up, so, you know.
Everybody does, man. We all make mistakes, man. But God got us. That's what it's about.
Is that what you said, Javon? Always with somebody trapped.
Yeah, when you get trapped and you can't answer the question, just revert to saying, hey, man, you know what? God got me. Like, just say that. Can't nobody argue with that.
That's a good one.
That's what I'm saying. God got me. So,
hold on. I got a case I want to go to since we talking about God. Y'all heard about the situation with Pilar and Deion Sanders, right?
Hey, I heard it's getting ugly, man.
It's getting real ugly.
He won't pay unless she lets him smash.
Do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that, man.
I don't believe that either.
Deion getting way too
much. No. He said it on Ricky Smiley.
Yeah, but he's trying to be, like, in a way of being funny, though. No. She's been doing some crazy stuff to
him. Right, no. He
like,
said
she beat
that.
Up
that's
his
why
auntie
he said
and
it.
Put a knife on her.
She what? Did what?
She beat up his auntie and put a knife. And while he was in the crib.
Pilar?
I thought the auntie beat her up. The auntie beat her up.
Oh, but the auntie beat her up?
Yeah.
Man, look, y'all the type of dude. Y'all get a story just mixed up.
No,
we'll
because,
be out here,
because
man.
She pulled out a knife during the police arrested her, though. Pilar, though, because she had a knife.
Recently?
Yeah,
just like last week.
Pilar, don't be like, come over here, girl. Come on, I'll console you. I know you just, I'm just so vulnerable right now, Pilar. Just come over here to
me. You vulnerable or she vulnerable?
I'm vulnerable. And she's vulnerable, too. So, Pilar, you know, like I said, I know you're going through it. I'm always here
to listen. He got an ironclad prenup. She's trying to get around this prenup, though, that everybody's saying, though.
He was smart.
He got that a real good prenup, he said, though. She's trying to get around it.
He's trying. That's that Michael Jordan wish he would have done. And Michael Jordan finna get married, too. I think, did he get married?
Yeah, or he's getting married to that Cuban chick.
Yeah.
Man, these y'all guys out here get these prenups, man, and women too. If y'all,
I bet you Jordan got one this time.
Man, I know he got one.
I thought they said he wouldn't go get one.
He'll kill her.
He's following love.
He'll kill her before that.
Well, I'm just saying,
she'll
like,
never leave. She'll never
leave. Put like this.
Jordan understands. He gets another 150 mil taken from. He may not be able to come back from it.
Though. No,
what? Are you kidding? The Jordan brand. Man, you can even get. Even though that's Nike, that's
I'm just
name.
Saying now. I'm
you
just
can
saying.
Take. You can 150
was easy for the first time, though. That was a nice
it'll
slash.
It'll be easy for this
that
time,
that was a nice
too.
Slash at that time, though. But he ain't built that 150 mil back up from Juanita.
What?
No, that was
man,
just a couple
guarantee,
years ago.
Man, I guarantee you he has.
No,
dude.
He ain't.
I guarantee
and you know
he
still got to pay her, though, money still residually, too.
No.
He
got to pay her no more.
He got to pay her, like, for like 5 years after that.
Think about the key. All the key is grown. I'm saying, when you get that lump sum, you don't got to keep paying. Like,
that's
you
like
get,
what y'all do?
Tell me,
Kobe do too, don't he?
No, Kobe got that $75 million plus three mansions. Right, that's 100. Why would I keep paying you? You got 150
then,
million.
What, didn't Paul McCartney have to do that too, though? Didn't he have to give a lump sum?
It was like a lump sum, yeah.
Then he had to pay like some monthly shit.
No, dude, I don't think it was no monthly stuff, dude. We're going to have to look it up. I'm being for real. Like, that really don't make sense. That means you're getting more than 100.
You would be able to settle. It would be more important to settle if you're just going to keep getting whatever the amount is. Unless you get less. And that that monthly stuff adds up to whatever the settlement is.
Lena, what do you think about these prenups with all these people?
I think you should get a prenup. Well, if someone has money, I think you should get a prenup. If my husband, if he asked me to get a prenup, yeah, I get a prenup.
Are you married? Are you getting married?
No, I'm single.
That's what it is. You hear that, guys? Lena is single. She's throwing it out there. Yeah. It's Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? So. Had to throw it out there. Who are all single up here? I'm single. You single, Daryl?
No, I'm not single.
Oh,
Rim not single. Teddy, single?
Teddy been single like 3 years.
We all single,
he just
man.
Just put it out there.
I ain't get prenup. If I ain't get prenup, I wouldn't even get married.
There you go.
Oh, so you don't agree to prenup?
One time.
If you
want to do it one
though,
time, one time up.
Like that, I'm good.
You just think we'll marry you, huh?
But what if someone said you had to get a prenup?
Like she was rich?
Yeah.
Filthy rich. She had.
You don't want to get it. You don't want to get a prenup, but
Oprah
she
money?
Said you got.
I wouldn't get married.
So forget love.
No, I'm saying.
So that
Rim.
Means that you were after money.
No, I mean, she was rich and she was asking me to get one. I mean, she wanted to get one.
Yeah.
But she just protecting her assets. That's what her financial advisor said. Hey, you guys might want to get a prenup.
I'm getting a
Ram, I'm saying she got $300 million in the bank, and she like you like, oh, baby, I want to marry. She's like, okay, yeah, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? But she ain't told you this yet. But like, right? But she was like, baby, you know what I was thinking about it, and you know, I mean, I know you know I love you, but my family was saying, you know, we need to get a prenup.
Nah,
why like, not though?
I'm telling you, you're gonna be a bitch in that relationship.
Who?
No.
That's about you,
Javon. That's what I'm saying. Not, but
I'm calling you a bitch.
No, not you, but any dude that do that.
But that's what I'm saying. If you know where you stand, that it's like you can't really because you like shit. This money ain't mine. This ain't like if something ever happens, I don't get none of her money. So shoot, I'm gonna still be myself. I mean, you don't have to feel like a bitch during a relationship. I would hope not. I probably would though. If I'm saying if given the opportunity, no,
take
I'm lying. No, I wouldn't. No, I'm.
Cause that one dude didn't try to take his girl money or Katy Perry money. What's the dude then?
Russell Brand.
Yeah,
he got money.
He had opportunity to take her money, some of her money.
No, he did. Yeah,
he had opportunity to take some of her paper though.
She was like, I don't want that. He said, I don't want none of that.
Like a real dude.
They did.
She made like $40 million.
K-Fed.
For real. Katy Perry made. Man, they making all money, dude. I gotta do something. I'm saying, dude, cause. Comedy, come on, hey, Comedy After Dark. Look,
Comedy After Dark.
This really has to help Javon Bibbs out. I want a Lamborghini. That's my dream car. I will have one day. My little Lincoln LS. Oh, man, that mother. Man, I need a Lamborghini. I need one soon.
I understand what a prenup is. It's just like saying, well, I really don't love you. I really don't trust you. You know, so sign is like.
If you look at it like that.
Yeah, if you look at it like that.
That's
I don't,
what it is, though.
That's like, no, I'm saying.
I don't trust you, like, okay, you're going to try to take all my money.
Well, I think it's just saying that if people, because people grow apart in their relationships, and, you know, you can't help, you can't affect or change what other people do. So somebody, like, you can get married to your wife, and then your wife's like, you know what, I don't love you no more. And you acquired $150 million. So now, because you ain't got no prenup, and she's changed, and she's not being what you thought she, what she promised you she would be, she decides to leave, and then she also gets half your shit and didn't do anything for it.
I would never marry that woman.
You won't know.
That's you got to do background checks.
If that's the case, everybody probably wouldn't be married then.
What kind of background check? You talking about like the Zaba search, that thing?
I think the psychic back.
Yeah.
Voodoo back.
Like morals and everything. Like if I even have like any type of coach, you want to do something like that? Nah, I'm good.
You must be really good at reading people.
No, I mean.
Because a female could say whatever it is to say just so you can think they love.
Well, actors got to speak good because I know some folks that have really, well, you also, I mean, there is a point, I feel like you got to be like Rim. You have to know why you get into it. Because some people get married for the wrong reasons. And I feel like those people also get taken advantage of. You know, they just want to be married or, you know, they don't know how to be by themselves, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they go out and get a companion.
That's a good topic, dude. Like you get say, adult. A lot of people, I think a lot of people are doing it. Not even sway from them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Getting married just for the sake, or because it fits their timeline. Like, oh, yeah.
I know some people, and it's a lot of females I know. They be like, you know, this is just recently. Clock, like, man. Yeah, I'm finna. We talking about getting married. I'm like, what? Yeah. How long y'all? I thought y'all you just met, dude. Yeah. No, how long y'all been? I was like, how long y'all been going together? We've been going, you know, 2 months. Like y'all talking about getting mad, like real marriage, you know?
Just because it's an opportunity.
Dude, look at this story I know of. This is my homegirl too. I hope she ain't well. She listen. Oh. I ain't saying her name. But man, this dude, she's messing with the dude that was in jail. Now, dude got out of jail.
And this story's already started off bad.
Started off terrible.
Background
check. Hey, look.
I'm pretty sure they came up.
But this is what I'm saying. Got out of jail.
She was in jail?
What? Nigga, yeah. She was in jail.
It was a pen pal.
No. We can't be on Facebook, though.
I
saw
that
on
Lifetime.
No.
The pen pal? No.
We met online.
For real? Oh, that's
it was a movie. Yeah, she met the guy off online.
Yeah, he was in prison. The only thing he's like, but I live in Arizona, though.
Nah, she knew he was in jail. But she ended up, she got with him. Man, she got married this dude, like, immediately. Boom. As soon as he got out of jail, moved him in and stuff. One night, you know, we was all down. People going to, fuck it. One night, you know what I'm saying? One day we came to work in the morning. We came to work. She came to work too. And it was like a whole commotion going on about her burning up her dude's clothes. Because it was some shit that went down the night before he got into a big old fight. So
he just been out of jail for a day and this happened?
No. He was out of jail for like maybe 4 months, 5 months, you know. And then this happened. Yeah, and so
he's probably on probation too. So he needed to be not in no drama.
Yeah. So what ended up happening was like one day I was leaving out of work, man, and I saw like some FBI agents. Like you know when it's real when you see the they had the suits on with the guns. Cop. I said I know them ain't the IRS people. They don't carry guns. IRS don't carry guns like that. So many came in there, dude. You know they end up getting her, questioning her. Come to find out, man, her dude ended up the night before. And I'm just, long story short, he met this chick at this club, took her somewhere. The chick wouldn't give him none. He, like, choked out, and then choked her to death. Wow. Tried to set the truck on fire that they was in. And, like, what he ended up telling her, well, with the clothes she burnt up, he ended up telling her he got into a fight and burned his clothes up because, you know what I'm saying, it's like some shit went down. She burned the clothes up and stuff like that.
So they made her the sister.
So they made her accessory.
No, they didn't. Nuh-uh. She good, man. She good. I seen her recently. But it's just like, you know, it was a bad decision on getting married, you know, like that. And you only known somebody for a couple months from in jail. Like, that's pretty bad decision.
Like, no,
but some people, it's kind of, well, in some religions, that's also like.
Some people are sociopaths, though, too.
Well, I'm just saying, in some religions, that's how they operate, though. Like, in like truly strict Christians, like that's how they court. Like they don't even date. Like they're friends for 2 to 3 months, and then one of them says, God told me you're my wife, and then that's it. They're married. Like you don't even know. So I mean, apparently it works because there's some people been married lifetimes with that too. So I don't know. I feel like it can go either way. I mean, for most of us, I don't know. 2 to 3 months. Shit, even a year. Like, people just change. Like, years, that's a year's like the grace period. Like, you dealing with a whole different motherfucker for a year.
Hell yeah.
And after
yeah.
they get comfortable, it's completely different.
8, 9, 10 years.
Hey,
common law.
Hey, y'all ever dealt with somebody that you done found out was kind of a little bit crazy after a couple months of dealing with them? And like, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to get somebody that crazy period. We're going to call it the crazy, not even a grace period, a crazy period. It's kind of the test of waters. Okay, let me see if this person a little crazy. You know,
you do some of the shit to see if they do some crazy shit back.
Right, right, exactly. Is that like, leave the milk out. Don't put the milk up. Leave it out. Just see how they react or whatever, you know.
Leave your cell phone out with it unlocked and see what they do.
No, I'm going to do that.
like, I'm definitely gonna be in trouble.
I'm just saying, but crazy people, they know your codes. Crazy people know how to access your stuff. They don't. You don't even gotta tell them nothing. They know how
friend,
to access.
They call their friend in Sprint. Tyrone, do me a favor.
Javon, why, hey, home. Why you playing? I know somebody that works at Sprint that has done it and looked at the yep. picture mail that was getting yep. sent. And they yeah, was like, yeah, you know, caught they dude sending pictures of his chest to other women and stuff like that, his body in front of him out too. Like, yeah, so that's what we doing now. He was like, what you talking about? Like, so we sending pictures to people, you know, your body.
That's my Taylor.
Like, oh, so he's like, oh, so it's like that. You been going in my phone? She's like, nah, I ain't going in your phone. But you know, with her having that connection. Power of working at a phone company, you know, you can do that. You know, you can, I can get into your account. Like, if back when I worked at the phone company, I can easily get in your account, stuff like that. So yeah, people had their ways, dude. It's crazy. This technology nowadays, boy, turn relationships up. Yeah. Up, buddy.
Nah, I think that's why a lot of people say they much prefer Twitter to Facebook. Cause you know how many relationships have been ended on Facebook just because of a fucking tag? Like, oh, he gonna love this. And he'd be like, then he'd be arm in arm with a chick and shit. And he was like, I thought you was not fucking with her.
Click or because somebody went in your mail and read your messages on their own. They never have nothing. Okay, never mind.
That just happened to you.
Inside story. You know, I'm not gonna explain it.
No, it's happened. No, it's definitely happened.
Yeah, it definitely happened. Yeah.
Room, but you know.
And then, hey, somebody be questioning you on something. I like.
They answer their question,
but you know that they broke in, or you be like, in the moment you figure out, ain't this a bitch?
Like, do you think it,
my
so
damn
you think
account.
It's appropriate to tell her, let's hook up? I'm like,
how you even know that?
I'm trying to play stupid. What you talking about? So do you think that's appropriate? What you talking about? Now just answer the question. I'm thinking in my head, oh, now I know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like, man, what you mean? Like, are you talking about on my account? She's like, yeah. And your messages. But this is the killer though. She said she accidentally logged in on Twitter and thought I left my Twitter page, her Twitter page up. Thought that it was her Twitter page on the computer, but it was mine. And she's like, let me go. I'm just going to check my messages. You know what I'm saying? Out the blue. I'm going to check my messages and check my messages.
It's a big old Javon Biz picture
right.
at the top of the tip.
Right, exactly.
Your whole background is your face.
Exactly. So, you know, that kind of stuff, man, it kind of makes it hard for when you have people being. And I was saying, let's hook up. I wasn't saying like that. I was saying, let's hook up. Go to this, to Twisted Olive, actually. And it was crazy, dude. But yeah. Needless to say, I'm a single black man. I enjoy being single. I don't have to worry about nobody asking me, what does this mean? And all that kind of stuff in my Twitter page. Twitter will get your ass whooped by these women.
Everybody
man.
Give out their Twitter pages and everything. We're going to wrap it up, everybody. Give out their Twitter pages. Go ahead, Lena, let everybody know again.
Lena Ortiz.
You got a website or anything? You know, everybody can check it out.
No, not yet.
It's coming, though.
Yes, it is.
All right. Ted. KeppOnWin.com. We need to make that a real website.
I'm not gonna make it. I'm pretty sure the March will sue me.
Javon, I never told you this, but the next month, March is gonna be, we gonna find Teddy a girl month.
Time out.
Yeah,
we're not gonna do that.
That's what we're gonna do on this show, though. We're gonna actually bring him in the studio.
Teddy, come on, man. Come on, please.
This is a, take our show to another level, Teddy. Take it out. Teddy, come on. Take it out for the show.
Do this
for
the show.
Come on, okay. Hold on. What's funny is, the moment I tell people, then all of a sudden, there's just like,
look, this is what we can do. And let me interview the women. Come on, let me do it. You ain't gonna set you up bad, dog.
We ain't gonna play you the wing.
If we were going out on a long walk, what would you do?
If I put your hand with my balls, where what would you do?
Teddy, I'm saying, Teddy, I don't know what he's talking about.
I just really got disrespected right now. I don't know what to
say. I don't know what he's talking about, but I'm saying, it's your brother. You know I make sure you got hooked up with
him. No.
Look at me, baby. It's me, baby.
The month of March is going to be get Teddy a date month.
Perfect example. Shout out to...
And you know what? We're going to the live show in April with the finalists.
Here we go.
On the live show in April.
We're going to the finalists.
Who do they get if they win?
We get a date with T. A paid for date with T. And I'll sing to him all night at the table.
No, look, first off, my dating life does not become a spectacle.
It's not a spectacle, man. This is a part of our show. It's a part of our show. This is it, everybody. Perfect example. Perfect example. No, no, gmail.com with your pictures and everything. No, wait, this is a movement. This is a movement. This is a movement. I actually tell you, we're going to use your pictures.
Hey, look.
I'm taking it all down. We ain't going to worry about it. I'm taking all this shit down. I got a perfect example. I talked to Sleepy yesterday. Shout out to Eric Dillard. Moment I said that, he was like, nigga, mark your calendar. March 15th, I'm sending out a text blast. I'm like, Sleepy.
See?
I don't need your
help. I'm on text Sleepy on Twitter right now. Yeah. Like, you're a part of the movement now. No, Sleepy, team
not,
leave it in.
Hey, shout out to Eric Dillard. No, definitely not team leave it in.
Who think? You ain't team leave it in?
No, I'm always team leave it in, but I would like to have my choice about where I decide to leave it in.
What's team leave it in?
That just means, okay, I'm explaining.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be thinking, you know, far over my head, it's so
right,
I'm just
probably,
asking.
It's
right.
Right. No,
right. Oh, okay.
It's real low and it's real high all at the same time.
Everything.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you this. In the fourth quarter, did Michael Jordan pull out?
No.
He kept going. That's what we are. We about just keep going to the end. We end it to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
It's the other one too.
Life in general.
I figured it. I hang around, guys.
Just life in general. Life in general.
Did your dad pull out when he had you?
No.
See,
you left,
that was
he left and leave it in.
Team leave it in. See, it's a blessing.
You
it's
should
a
call
blessing.
Your dad and tell him tomorrow. And tell him thank you for going wrong.
Hey, look, that one thing called everybody. We gonna do this
raw
like
holiday.
Say, this whole month.
We didn't make a day called the raw holiday.
This is Valentine's
raw,
Day.
Holiday.
Wednesday.
No, we
raw
gotta make
Wednesdays.
It different than Valentine's. It's gotta be just an arbitrary
okay.
day.
Okay, okay. What's
for,
a good?
For it could be like a oh, what's a
Wednesdays?
Good?
Raw Wednesdays.
Raw Wednesdays. You know
bro.
What? That's
you
why
know
I
mean,
you know what? You know what?
Because every Wednesday,
I knew God had sent us. I knew God had sent her to us. I said, yeah. Raw Wednesday. I said, you know.
Hey, tell me. That should
what?
Be the name of your
that's
comedy show.
No,
look. That should be the name of your open mic.
Raw Wednesdays.
No, that also a hashtag on Wednesdays. We should thought it's Raw Wednesdays or something that's raw.
We don't even have really had no name for it. For real, just open mic Wednesday, but raw.
Raw Wednesdays. Raw that, or no Wednesday.
Look,
that's
you
still essentially what's
you
happening.
Down with this getting Teddy a date thing
no
more.
No,
I'm gonna holler at T, man.
Can Teddy be the constructor?
Teddy, take one for T. You know
life?
How many people will get involved?
No, I'm not taking
okay,
one for
look,
the
okay, look, you a Kappa win, though, man.
I understand.
Would you date him, Lena? Would you go on a date with Teddy?
She don't even know me.
I'm just saying, would you go on a date with Teddy?
He ain't a bad looking guy. Teddy, I'm sure like she don't know him, though, but I mean, you can't really.
He Kappa win.
I like looks too, but the conversation and stuff, yeah.
Did it seem cool? Even cool?
Like, he did seem cool, yes.
Would you go on a date with him?
Yes.
To Applebee's?
Yeah.
Me and Javon will pay for it. We'll get you 2 for $2. We'd love $9 each. We could go on $11 each, right?
You said, what happened?
$11 each. Javon was like, cool until he said that we pay for it.
This nigga was like, right, I'm looking like, yeah, you said what now?
No, they got that 2 for $20, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they got a 2 for $20. You right.
Go
get
to
Corral. Get him something on that menu.
Buffett.
You know what? That's what we gonna do. Nah, this is what we wanna do. All the single women, not just cut for Teddy. All of I'm single.
But Javon too. Javon
I'm single.
Damn right.
You that's
know
what we gonna do.
We gonna do it for both of y'all.
We gonna have.
No,
we gonna,
matter of fact, and she was she for the dude, so we can keep the dude.
You
wanna
come back on the show, Lena?
Yeah,
come on,
Lena. You gonna do the screening? You gotta go.
Lena,
on the live show, we'll get all your dates.
You a female? You a part of team leaving in?
Look,
kinda.
Lena, we like.
No, that's what I'm saying. You have.
We like Jodeci, y'all. I'm saying not Jodeci, but H Town. It's three of us. We are one in harmony.
You
I'm
do
saying.
Look like that gal for H-Town, yeah.
Which one?
No. We'd be Atlantic Star with all the dudes and one girl.
Nah, dude. I'm saying we are the single ones. That's what we saying.
Oh, okay.
So that you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
You just jumped all in our lane. You just jumped all in our lane. You see what I'm saying?
My bad.
Don't do that. Don't do
that's
it no
what
more.
I'm saying. So we got
well, okay, more okay, well, okay. Okay, so Javon's down. Are you down with this now? Javon's in?
I'm down with it. Look, that's what we're going to
do.
Let's
we,
do it.
Hey,
let's
we,
do
me
it.
And Teddy looking for wives, y'all.
We're going to push on this, though, now. Tomorrow, we starting it up tomorrow. March, we getting y'all dates, and we're going to call them up on the show live.
What? Wait. So they...
We're going to end all right,
you know what? Yeah,
we're going to call them
I'm down.
Live
you know,
the
I'm a fool.
But
I'm
we
down
gonna, this is going to be funny, though, because we're going to call up... Y'all each should have someone call up
and I'm
live
saying,
on one show.
Women, get prepared okay. to get hit with my R&B voice, because I'm going to hit you with a yay, what's going on. And they added that laugh.
That R&B laugh.
Hey, that was a good laugh. Did you like that?
That's the R&B laugh.
No.
Then you got to do psycho. The last part, though. The last part is what.
Well, Lena said she didn't like that, man.
It's
kind of
psycho.
All right, well, I'm going to get a good laugh. And Lena, you're going to
all right, well, everybody hits up a straight OLC at gmail.com. Hit us up with your pictures, your phone number, and all that stuff, whatever it is. Teddy, what kind of girl you like, man? He doesn't need any kind of woman. All right, Javon.
Out of state, too. Can they be out of state?
Yeah, be out of state.
You good.
What kind? You said women, what kind of woman do I like? You gotta have all your limbs. said that.
That's no wrong.
It's the truth.
He don't like any quadriplegics.
That's
so
wrong.
Dude, I said, nah, you be, I'm saying, I say all their limbs.
They'll have to be working.
How is it? How, I'm saying, how is that wrong?
All right, well, before we get out of here, I got to tell the story. You talking about limb. One of my boys in college is messing with this chick.
There we go.
Uh-oh. And he was living in Cali. He got, to, you know, he's like, man, all right, cool. He got it to the bedroom, right? He said he kicking the wood and everything. He said he kept trying to grab to the left. You know what I'm saying? Everything they led around and everything. No, and she kept pushing his hand away. And he's like, no, I got you, I got you. She kept pushing his hand away. And he said, he's like, no, I'm telling you, I got you. And he grabbed, and it was a nub.
Aww.
She had a cross your leg the whole time. He said, she walked real well with it, or I was drunk. He said, I don't know which one it was.
Near goggles.
He said, I still hit, though.
I mean, you know what? I guess,
you horrible.
I'm just
you
saying.
Horrible. For real? You horrible.
He said she was fine, though.
Lynn, you think that was wrong, though, for me saying I want her to have all her limbs?
Yes, that's wrong.
Okay, well, you could be missing one, then. I don't mind.
Like a toe?
She had like a toe or something?
No, she had no. She had like a lick, like cut off at the knee. Hers was cut off at the knee.
It ain't their fault.
You nah, I mean, she could be missing like a little finger or something. She just have to wear a black leather glove and put like some, put like some sunflower seeds in that little part where ain't no, where ain't no thumb, where ain't no finger. Man. Somebody just fill it in.
The bugles.
The bugles. Yeah, you talking about what?
The bugles. The bugles, the one that looks, you know, like witches' fingernails.
Because we used to put our hands in the little bugles.
So put our messed up part of the finger in a bugle so we can fill out the glove.
That's cool. We can do whatever. I'm saying. As long as it makes it look nice. I'm saying, so we would be at dinner, she put her hand on the table, people won't be walking past looking and stuff like that. Because, you know, I wonder why she's throwing up the peace sign all the time. Like, you know, I'll.
Dude, you're horrible.
All right, that's
everybody's
wrong.
Up on iTunes as well, though. Teddy's hit Facebook, what's your Twitter? 60 Second Marathon?
Yeah, 60 Second Marathon.
Rim, what you got? Reminisce 10, anything else going on for you? All right, everybody, hit me up on Dig Game on Twitter and my blog, ashy2classy.net.
And, well, hey, man, hit me up. Don't try to leave.
Javon, yeah, yeah, definitely hit up Javon Bibb.
Hit me up at Javon Bibb, JOVANBIBBS on Twitter.
And definitely subscribe to us on iTunes. We got a whole bunch more subscribers. Give us a comment. Leave us a comment on the page as well. Straight out of Low Cash. Hit us up on Stitcher Radio as well. See y'all next week. We're finna start this dating thing. No, let's start it next week.
We're gonna push hard next week, man.
But we gonna do the live thing though. We gonna do the live thing for the first live show in April. We'll do all the people dates on the first live show. Y'all nerd on to one person.
I'm ready. I think all of us need to be ready because everybody getting dates. Me, Lena, and Teddy.
All I don't know. Somebody from out of the country or something. Some old.
I got a homeboy in Belgium. I'm gonna hit him up.
Yeah.
Hit him up.
Oh, in Belgium.
That's why you need to subscribe to Straight Outta Low Cash because we're making
it happen, man.
Chuck Woolery over here.
This our year.
Intercontinental.
This is our year.
And see y'all next week on Straight Outta Low Cash.
All right,
pal.